You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Oh my god, this podcast has been going for fucking 5-6 years.
Longer than that.
Some of the 7 years, 8 years.
Thank you.
Some of the best comics in the world have started on this fucking podcast and gone on to do great things. And some of them haven't.
Why'd you look at me throughout the entire sentence?
I didn't. Because you're one of the comics.
All right. I've been on the show for...
No, that hasn't.
I've been on the show for almost 6 years.
Yes.
March will be 6 years.
Really?
Yes.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Gotten married since then?
I've gotten married and that's it.
What are you, my co-host?
Sorry.
What the fuck?
6 years, Bob.
Let me grab some coffee. I'll be right back.
6 years you've been... I know. I remember... I didn't ever liked you.
That hurts my feelings. I don't know why you say this every time.
Okay, because when I first met you, there was so much hype around you.
Hype.
And then you opened for me, and you fucking took a hot one.
You keep saying this. It's not true.
Absolutely true.
I was at first of all, no one bombs at Caroline's in 2012.
Did. You took a fucking hot one.
No, I was
there
good.
A girl working with us, too, that bombed?
I don't think so. Maybe that's who you're thinking of.
No.
Because I killed.
No, I remember watching your set going, I don't get it. Literally. And then... You wound up coming on my show a year and a half later. You got sober. You wrote. Now you're one of the funniest guys on the planet.
But I was drunk on the show for almost a full year.
The first time I had him and Soder on my podcast, I used to fill that fridge with beer.
Mm.
They drank a case. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, we were cool.
We weren't even done. I looked over. There was just beer bottles on the floor. They were sipping them like we were at a frat house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I never knew you as like a drinker. So it's always, anytime I hear about your drinking days, it always feels like a different person. Like I never even met that person.
Way fun.
Well, I met you at 13th Step and I was hammered briefly.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You were just hanging out though. Like it was like a thing where you were like, hey, yeah, I'm a comic or whatever.
Why, are you sober? Great.
No, I'm drinking. I haven't drank this month.
Oh, a month?
Ooh, nice. Yeah, yeah. I'm doing sober January. Just want to reset. I was like, you know.
You got a big day drink.
Yeah, I wanted to like shed some pounds and eat right and take it, you know, kind of like get back to a normal calendar.
Nice to have willpower.
Yeah.
Fucking confidence.
Waking up, eating oatmeal, not drinking, a lot of water.
God, I hope you're
I got a 90s like little mug that gets me a quart a day.
It was his goal to fit in that shirt today. It paid off.
Paul Verzi looks great.
Thank you very much.
Where?
Holy shit.
Where is Verzi, by the way?
Big change for Paul.
Well, he transitioned.
Not that big. Not that big. You guys knew. You guys knew.
I know.
You could tell. You knew I had wigs.
Paul's listening. What the fuck did I do to him? I mean, those fucking Jerry kid. I seen him a couple times. I've been nice to him. Hey, Giannis, I've been nice to this. Have I been nice to this kid? We bonded over sneakers?
Your Verzi impression is also your Joe Pesci impression, which I like.
Thank you very much.
They're close. I got to
show.
There's slight differences.
Yeah.
Anyways, I did great at Caroline's.
You did it. You didn't. You
That's a tough way to meet someone the first time, though.
What?
Like the first time, they're like, you know, and then you like you had a hot one like that. You'll never forget that.
Oh, I'll never forget it.
You'll never stop giving him
you
shit.
You mean the better to say he can't remember it, because I killed.
Weren't you drunk,
Did
though?
Not kill.
We need someone. We need a third party, because you have both have too much to gain.
Someone who saw
Dawn
that show.
Dawn was there.
Dawn, yeah, she didn't like either.
Oh.
That hurts. Come on. Jesus.
No, she walked out. She went, eh, and then went back to the green room.
Oh, boy. Well,
yeah, you're the emoji.
Agree to disagree.
You're, eh.
But then it came on the pod.
Killed.
And they said, we can't have the show without this guy.
Well,
they're still saying that.
They didn't say that. But damn, they say that about you two together, yes. No, of course, Joe, I love you. You're the best.
Do you know what's going on tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
What?
Tomorrow is Gay Pride Day.
No, it's
tomorrow. Wait, tomorrow is Leaf Day.
No, it's Lee.
Tomorrow is Lee Remini's.
It's Lee
birthday. It's Leader Day, where you become a leader and you take people under your wing and you lead them and do stuff with them.
No, it's Legion's Day. I have AIDS. No, it's Legion of Skanks. You know who the guest star? Me and Soder, you should come over.
It sounds like YKWD wow. to me.
That's what I'm wow. saying. You should come in and pop in. You'll blow their minds.
I can't pop. How am I going to pop in?
You drive down.
No.
All right, fine.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Where are you going?
I got a big gig in Chicago. Zanies? Where am I at?
You're going to be at the Laugh Factory in Chicago.
I actually have a private sober gig Thursday night for fellow people.
Oh, nice.
You know.
Those are the best.
Choose not to partake.
The quitters.
You know, that really
winners.
Bugs,
the quitters.
It really bugs me when people do say that. Just
the fucking.
Because I don't like to quit because I'm very competitive.
Don't quit then.
I'm going to drink. Where's that fucking booze? You want to quit?
Yeah, then it's my fault.
Fucking get challenging this down.
I like the idea of you go back there and it's just dildo, 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 dildo. Oh, whiskey. Here it is.
Isn't that the way it goes, though? I usually go whiskey, whiskey, dildo, dildo, dildo.
He said he quit drinking, not dick. All right. So
yeah, I never quit that.
Well, you just got back from Hartford.
Yes, Hartford, Connecticut, the Funny Bone. Actually, I get a lot of anxiety. Who's going to be in the middle? Who's going to open? Oh, it's just like, fuck me. Club was great. Shows were packed. Fans showed up. The MC was a girl. I think it was.
Gross. I hope she did 2 minutes.
I actually fucked up. I walked in. I said, listen. The middle guy, I said, listen, he's doing 20 and she's doing 15. And he's like, okay, cool. And he left. And I went, 15. So I just left it.
What were their names?
Rebecca something and
DeMornay?
I don't know the fuck. What the fuck was his name? I don't know. I forget.
I probably know him.
I have a 4-year-old. They were actually really nice and they did great. And I was very happy. They did their time. They were nice people. We're going to have the girl on the show. She's from New York. She's, I think her name is Becca or something. Nice.
Becca what?
Can somebody get on a computer that I paid for with the keyboard and type in fucking Bob Kelly and figure out who was with me this weekend? I'm stalling.
It was 2 days ago, right? You're talking.
Two days ago. They can go on something.
They don't have.
Was it Becca or Rebecca?
Huh?
They don't list the people.
Yeah, they do.
They do it on their website?
I don't know.
Maybe their Twitter.
I just don't want to be wrong. I don't know, Mike.
Right, hack cunt Hartford City Steam.
I'm going to come up. That's my nickname on Reddit. Hack cunt.
Here she is. comes up right away.
I want to know who it is now.
She's very cool. She's very pretty. She has a great joke. She goes, I was getting my asshole eaten for the first time the other day, and my dog jumped on the bed, and I instinctually just started patting him.
Really?
Yeah, because I like him more. And then she goes, and then he came up and winked at me.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, almost like, I like that, too.
Like the dog and her had a moment.
I thought it was funny. It was a really
You ever
dog.
Got your ass licked? You were into that?
That was my thing.
That was your thing?
Dude, I used to put my leg up like the fucking Captain Morgan's bottle.
You
fucking
getting
eat
it
that. Dude.
Done to you?
Eat that ass. I told you, I have that joke in my act. Girl, I got so into it. One time, I had my legs over my head.
Yeah, I've had that.
And I went, eat my pussy.
Yeah, eat my pussy. Yeah, lifting that
you
bag
said that?
And say, eat the pussy.
She went like this, what?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I was with a girl, and I had one girl that was the blowjob with the finger in the butt. That's like a burger with cheese on it. Mm. Like, that's like the king of blowjobs.
See, I don't know, because a burger with cheese on it is standard. It's got to be like a burger with like...
So like, okay, so bacon cheese.
Yeah, there you go.
Bacon
yeah,
and egg, go. Bacon Thank cheese you. And like an egg, a sunny side up egg on top. Like yeah. It was like, it's like an ultimate experience. And then her and I like ended it. And then I had that moment where you're with a different girl. You want the same burger with bacon.
Right.
And then it's like, I haven't reviewed, we haven't gotten through.
She's like, we don't carry bacon.
Yeah. Well,
you gotta play that that ass radar. When they get down, they're on your balls. You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then they go down to underneath your nut. And you're like, oh, God.
Oh, you gotta let them know.
They get a little. Oh God, 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 right there! Fucking eat my pussy.
Yeah,
and then they know what you like.
So, by the way, how does it come across where you say like, "Are your nails trimmed?" Because like,
longer the nails, the better. Let's get crazy here.
Really?
You know,
I don't like fucking Kat Von D down there.
Well, I mean, she can fucking not move it around. You know, you don't have to itch.
All I can think of is that well in Silence of the Lambs with all the broken fingernails in it. You know.
I don't want that.
Slice up one of your roids. Yeah, it's just start shooting blood out of your asshole.
My asshole has initials on the inside of it. Yeah. Jamie was here.
It puts the thumb in the asshole. It gets the hose again.
Yeah, I don't know. I had that moment where I did say to her, I was like, "Now put your finger,
now both fingers,
in my asshole." And she did like the wait, what?
Yeah.
And I had that moment just like you, and I was like, "Never mind."
Yeah.
You know, and just like
try saying
got
that
over
to
it.
An old Asian massage lady. And she goes, ha, 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 ha. "You want him, bum?"
The problem is though,
I'm like, "Shh, keep it down." This guy. Shh. You want your bum? You want him? Relax. Relax.
It's okay.
Let me get glove.
When would a man want nail and bum?
When you're married, though,
just
it's hard to
laughing,
segue.
Laughing out by the bathroom.
Yeah. He's back.
Just hear bum and another girl comes in.
Yeah. They bring in the finger girl.
What's the most number of fingers you've had up your ass?
Seven.
Two-handed. Like it was a scene from Ghosts. She's
girl,
making fucking ceramics down there.
I had a girl doing third
human
base coach signs.
It's like shadow puppets.
No, I used to like to get, my thing was, I like to be on all fours.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you laughing at? What the fuck is wrong? Why are you shaming me? I used to be on all fours.
Hands and knees, you mean?
Hang on.
All right.
And then, fucking Joe.
He's not like a dog like spreading out on the carpet.
I used to be on, hands in my, you know.
Yeah.
And doggy position. And I used to like her taking my whole cock and nuts from behind.
Yeah.
And doing it that way.
Oh, that's hot.
I don't know
that's
how,
a fun play.
Well, how did we get here?
Yeah.
No, we haven't even introduced
we were talking about
parenting.
What the fuck did you do, JJ?
Well, I know because I'm like to think of my, you know, like the ass play for men is like in now.
I know it's in, but.
And you missed it. Dude, I feel bad for you.
Are you out of your mind?
And
buddy,
and it's
I did it
air,
when it was
so.
Taboo.
It was taboo when you did it.
Yeah, but I was out with it.
Taboody.
I was fucking.
Yeah, but for you, you were like, you know, the Rosa Parks for this
I was
stuff.
The Rosa Parks
of ass
play.
Oh, more important than Rosa Parks.
Yeah, we need to start putting you in the history books because you've trailblazed for a guy like me to comfortably get on all fours and be like, yo, milk the cow.
You're talking about the back of the bus. That's it.
Yeah.
Get to the back and lick my ass.
You're as much of a trailblazer as the woman's finger was.
Thank you.
You both were blazing trails.
But don't you find in marriage it's difficult to do this? I can't have my wife fingering my ass. I have to do a bit about this. And then we have to segue to like, all right, let's go get some groceries.
It's tough with
her
the wife.
Thumb was in my asshole. Yeah. It's got to be someone you're not going to see again. You eat my pussy, and then they leave, and then
you're
like,
you're definitely
wow.
not going to get Ethiopian food. You have to eat with your hands.
I got it.
That was a thinker.
Yeah.
I thought maybe for the second hookup, there'd be a lot of shitting. That's what I thought you were getting at.
No. I didn't get it at all, but they laughed.
You have to eat your hands, like coffee or pulpy, whatever they call that.
Yeah, whatever. Right? It wasn't for everybody.
No. Different strokes for different folks. No.
I didn't see the audience
or
today being Ethiopian food types, but.
They all laughed.
They got it right away. They seem more like Red Bull and extreme energy drink types.
I'm sorry that Jared's being insulting to you guys.
Sorry.
I think you all look great.
Sorry. Cool cigarettes.
That one is for the.
Why are you trashing
them? I don't know. I'm going for whatever I can get here.
Sorry that
I got Paul Verzey in my ear. Won't shut the fuck up, so I'm like, fucking human speed bump. I'm trying to get in on this.
Is Verzi coming? What happened to Verzi?
He was in the tweet.
He's been looking at my fingers all day after that. By the way, he's just like, how long are those babies?
Your nails are fine.
Thank you.
What is
any longer and I'm out.
Just no more jokes for the gourmands.
I guess we should say who is here.
Yes, we're gonna go through. Let's go through the list, Michael.
We got Joe List, the truth, right here.
I mean, I should probably go last. I've been on the show 6 years.
This way.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We said this last week too.
Oh,
you weren't here.
Jay McBride.
Jay McBride from Albany,
New York. Now live in Bushwick.
Yeah, nice. Are you back?
I'm in Bushwick.
So you're back. You went to L.A.
I went to L.A. Hated it.
Of course you do. You're in New York.
No one fucking likes everyone. No.
No, that's not true. A lot of people, there's certain people like Burr went to L.A., fucking loved it.
I love L.A.
Dane went to L.A., loved it. There's certain people that goes to L.A. and they love it. But there's certain people that are just East Coast.
Yeah. It's like you can't call, like you call, like out here, you're like, yeah, you're a douchebag. You know, they're like, yeah, okay. And then out there, like, what? What do you mean?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they don't do, yeah, it's just a different vibe, but it's not your vibe. So you're back.
Yeah. My brother had a great saying about it. It's like in New York, they say fuck you and they mean hello. In L.A., they say hello, they mean fuck you. And it was like,
oh, that's funny.
I, like so I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah, that was cute.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like that.
Not funny, haha, but you know.
I'd give a.
Not like, you know.
I'd give a Norway nod.
I'd take a. I'd give that two fingers.
Two fingers.
Jared would too.
Yeah.
So you have roommates? What are you doing?
Yes,
you,
I have one roommate in Bushwick.
Yeah.
So.
And how did you meet? How'd you meet them? Am I looking at your chest? Is that what I was doing?
Are you?
No, you got boobs.
These babies, they're huge.
You got brand new
boobs.
Look at
these babies. Look at them.
Yeah, when did you get those?
Before I went to L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
The classic L.A. move.
Right, totally.
The classic, gotta get good for L.A.
I trimmed my nails and got my boobs done. I was like, I was ready for L.A.
Shaved your bush fat, trimmed your nails, and fucking.
Right.
I want to be a supermodel, the montage.
I shaved my bush. It started at my belly button, so I got it down to, you know, a nice.
Oh, boy.
Nice, you know. No, I got it was kind of funny. I went to get the boobs done, and I was just like saying to the doctor, I was like, I was thinking like a B, maybe a small C. He's like, we'll see about that.
Really?
And then I was like, yeah, okay, so they're like a double D now.
Jesus.
Right. Wow. So he gave you bigger boobs than you wanted.
Yeah, which I'm fine with, actually.
Does it hurt your back? How's the back situation?
It's fine. The only thing that's weird is like I used to sleep on my side.
Yeah.
You know, now I can't do that. I have to sleep on my back.
Let me ask you a question.
You sleep on your back like all the way on your back?
With my legs over my head. Like
that's
Bobby.
How I sleep.
Bobby
Kelly style.
I snap my neck
like a baby.
Yeah.
If I just had a big dick, I'd fucking blow myself all the time.
Really?
I would suck my dick off.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you crazy?
I don't know. I don't know what I would.
I'd be like Clint Eastwood in a fucking bar. Right in the spittoon. Every hotel bathroom. Ting.
Yeah.
By the way,
spit and cum all day long. Your own.
Hoop ting.
Such a visual.
Ping.
I'm gonna spit and I'd be in a spit and gum club.
Yeah.
Hey fellas, ting. Hey Bobby, ting.
Floor's all sticky.
I never use the medium sized towels in a hotel anymore.
I think we went too far.
Sorry.
And then we have J Train, Jared Fried.
Oh, someone wants to move on. J Train.
I like Mike's nose for this show. He had a good feeling about that.
Mike put all of his energy that he's ever had into that. We have J Train, Jared.
Yeah,
Reed.
I want to make sure I didn't say.
Felt like I was at a black club. J Train, Jared Fried.
Yeah, give us this next guy. He's white. He's getting paid more
than
me.
Get up for Jazizzle Trizzle.
Next to Jay McBride, we got the J Train. It's Jared Free.
Jay, just one question before we go on. Because do they have to know? I mean, he knows that you're trans, right?
The doctor?
Yes.
Yes. Boy, that Paul Verzey joke's not as funny now, is it?
But
Mr. Insensitive.
No, I was kidding.
You transphobe. That's it. No more fingers.
I'm a friend of the trans community.
You're not getting fingers. You're getting the whole deal.
Okay.
I'd love to see if you guys. I'd love to see you fucking finger Jared. He'd take it. He's a man.
Yeah, that's two fingers. I told you.
Every guy takes it, by the way.
No, not every guy.
All right, yeah.
My grandfather didn't.
I'm saying. But
come on.
Like,
I don't know.
And then he would. Anyway,
listen,
sorry.
Rosa Parks.
So yes.
Trailblazed. Let us have it.
But did he? Did you? Do you have to? Is that a factor? Is it different for you because
is it the same thing? It's a little different. Like I do have slightly broader shoulders,
right.
You know, and I think the muscular is a little different, you know.
It is, right?
Yeah. Right.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you go to a doctor that specializes in just
a regular boob job?
Just a boob job.
They know because they do boob jobs.
Right.
They know we do this and do this.
And he knew like how much would look good and what it would take to look good. That's why when he said, "Yeah, we'll see." I'm like,
"Oh, so he knew."
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like, and
Jay, they look great.
They do.
I mean,
not bad, right?
They look really good.
Like, it's like a baby's head. That's how I like think of it.
Oh,
now.
Wow, that is a baby head,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're actually bigger than I thought they were.
I know. They're like,
why don't you stop being stingy and took that sweater off them?
Stingy.
Can we say that? Can I get in trouble for that?
What Bob Kelly. Not showing your tits.
You get in trouble for anything, Bob.
I know. I'm just kidding. They're very nice.
Thanks. Don't,
it's a great baby head.
I don't want to see them.
I used to tell a joke. It was like not quite a baby's head. It's a small head, like a Zika baby's head. And that's a... That did not go over well.
Did you, now, have you, did you, because I know when you first get fake boobs, because my wife got them, you want to show everybody, all your friends.
Really.
No, you didn't care?
Not really.
You didn't want to go check out my tits to your friends?
Bobby's trying to trick you right now.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I really am
a lot
not.
Of people, they check them out on podcasts. I don't know.
No, not really. I'm not really that, like.
No, you didn't care? Yeah.
No, not really.
If I got a dick implant, or if they had that,
sure.
We could just get a massive hog, like a Wilson Vince hog. Mm. Oh, would I show you guys?
But you got to ask first, Bob. And even if you do, that's still a problem.
What?
But I digress.
Somebody sounds like...
Sexual harassment guy. Thank you. You saved the day.
I need him back on tour, goddammit.
All right, well, listen, Jerry.
I'm going to lose my house.
What house?
Apartment.
You don't have a house.
B&B.
J Train, great podcast, really great podcast.
Thank
and I was
you.
I was really you do your podcast at the Village Underground, and I'm sitting there. The amount of hot chicks that go to your show,
it's really evolved.
I mean, no, look it. I thank God you're here. There's a hot girl here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because I never get fucked. I mean, I think I have four.
Ever hear of Gabby?
Gabby's, look, she's on the show.
Gabby. Can I take this off?
No.
That mask
Please.
Is, no. That mask is
Oh my God, my
reasons.
Mouth is sweating.
Yeah, well, good. I hope it sweats the flu
Come
out.
On.
Don't do it.
Let me take it
Don't
off.
Don't
take,
off. Take
it off.
Let me take it off.
All right, go ahead, take it
take
off.
Take your panties off.
Well, she has the flu.
She's actually wearing it because she has a hair lip, too.
That'd be That's great if you took it off and you just had a big beard.
Yeah, her mustache was sweating. Yeah, so anyways. Jared's fucking, I mean, the fan base
yeah,
is ridiculous.
Is.
It's a lot of ladies, and I'm very happy.
Oh, my God, you should be. That's why you got to tone up, keep tight.
I got to keep tight for them. Yeah, I got to do it for the fan base. No, it's fun. I mean, the live shows are crazy because it's all women that came for, like, advice.
I'll give you a tip. Can
sure,
I give you a
please.
Tip?
I'll take whatever you can.
Just the tip. Robert Kelly, Comedy Central Records.
just up to the knuckle.
That's right, that's right.
Instagram.
What about it?
Stop. You can't go shirtless, dude. You're too hairy.
Let me tell you.
You're too hairy.
Everything I'm doing on Instagram, the more comics hate it, the more I do it.
I know, but you
because too- I think I'm doing something right. The more people don't like it in comedy, the more it seems to attract people that
I'm trying
come
to
shows.
I'm trying to help.
I hear what you're saying.
You're a little too hairy.
I know. Girl, I gotta get my back waxed.
You gotta get something taken. Yeah. Like you can't be that.
Too. Yeah.
You can't go from this clean cut.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then take that off, and you're just a mess.
I'm going waxing tomorrow.
Please.
For you.
Please.
Okay.
Wait,
I
please.
Hear the advice.
Please.
Note taken.
Just get it neatened up a little.
Yeah, sure.
You still
are
have
you
some
of those guys, though, like when you stop shave, like there's like a line where you get.
No.
Like,
he looks like a guy halfway in. Right. He was becoming a werewolf, and then the moon went behind the cloud.
I do go get the back wax every now and again.
Yeah.
And you know, just like, you know, yeah. just like Jay,
right.
this is the winter
exactly.
time, and we don't have to have a two-piece yeah. on, and, you know, whatever.
It's like the ass wax. Yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah, so I don't need, you know, so during the wintertime, women don't shave their legs. I'm going
right.
to let the back go.
You don't need any okay. hair blocking that finger, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's
oh,
like
that's
a,
right.
It's like
I can't
mesh.
Even imagine
oh,
your asshole.
Oh, it's a thicket.
I couldn't even imagine. It's probably just like curls of hair.
Yeah, not my problem.
Like cowlicks in your asshole.
Yeah, not.
It's like a helix going up there.
I've only heard about it. Never experienced it.
You just hear hair ripping as a finger goes in your...
Oh, come on.
From the root.
Just like it's one of those fences that are all just like a wick, you know, all the different plants, the ivy growing on it. I like how gross we've gotten right away.
Remember
you?
I know. I'm happy we went in this direction.
Like remember Indiana Jones when he reached in to grab, that thing.
Yeah, this better be good. Good for you. That was not good. Jay, you remember this? take that.
My old friend.
The first bomb bandana is unleashed. What else do we have on there, real quick? Before
let's talk
we go to
about
Joe?
Over Ethiopian food.
Oh, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
We were talking about, oh, you want to call Dr. Steve about the, because she was saying the flu is no longer.
We're not going to do that.
I love Dr. Steve.
Well, I mean, we can call him if you want. Here, just, you know, I'll call him. I'll give him his number. This is the thing that bugs me about the flu. She had the flu.
Yeah.
And then what happens is, it's like, oh, I'm not, I feel better. Yeah, but you still can spread it.
Still have it, yeah.
And what if we, like, all get it? This sucks.
I'm telling her. That's why I put the mask on. But you guys, you said take the mask off.
I don't think the mask does anything, though. She's already
nuts?
Been here walking around.
Are you nuts?
Yeah, it does. I'm pretty
sure. Of course it protects you.
What's it do?
It stops her fucking spit from going in your nose, microscopic.
Oh, I want that spit in my nose.
I'm going to throw up.
So stop. Hot. That's what I like. I like girls spitting in my mouth.
What do you mean?
Really?
How? Yeah. I've always been
into
that.
How did that happen?
Like a drippy spit down in the back of my throat, you know?
Whoa.
Not hers, but I'm saying in general.
Like a nice...
Not a snot. No, like a nice, no, not a loogie. I don't want a booger.
You want a green snot?
Boogers, no, boogers have taste.
That's so funny. Did you ever, you have older siblings?
Yeah, but that's not where I got it.
No, but you know,
from.
Like, okay. Maybe you got it for, like, what if, like, growing up, you had your brother over you doing that spit thing where they let the spit drop down and then, like, slurp it up? And
yeah,
he,
that's
like,
what I need.
He let it into your mouth and you're like, why am I hard?
By the way, I hope this doctor's, like, really anti-trans. I think that would be awesome.
No.
No, Dr. Steve?
A New York doctor?
He fucks
anti-trans?
No,
they go out of business.
He was.
From
I
Tennessee.
He was, you know.
No, we, he's fine with you. Did you get him? No, I told you not to be so loud with the thing. Can you turn that volume down a little?
Don't touch the knobs on there now.
We can't mess with that or it screws it all up.
All right, go ahead.
It's just there is a loving dynamic between you and Mike.
For the spit.
There's no button I can do to turn that off.
That's just the dial tone for the phone.
People can hear that tone and just decipher the numbers. They have his number now. Great.
Great.
Everyone
great.
Has his number
great.
Now.
Can they?
Yeah. Experts can't, like Doogie Howser or something like that.
What, is this fucking war games?
Somebody smart.
I'm looking at the couch of listeners and I think he's okay.
I think
well, there's more than just these three.
Why are you going to trash my listeners?
I'm not trashing. They look great.
You just call them fucking stupid.
No. They don't look like decipherers.
Hello.
I got to say.
Shalom.
I want to hear them
shut up,
spell
shut up.
Decipher.
Shut up. Hello.
They don't look like they know their own
hello.
Decipher.
Steve.
Hey.
Steve. Dr. Yeah. Steve, it's Robert Kelly. You're on the you know
hey,
what,
man.
Dude. You're live.
Oh, okay. It came up Noam Dorman, that's why.
Well, we'll call.
Thought he had a spot tonight.
We're calling you from, we're calling you from the Comedy Cellar studios, Riotcast Studios above the Comedy Cellar here. I got a room full of people. I got Jay McBride. I got Jared Fried. I got Joe List. I got a bunch of fans here. I got,
never heard of any of them.
That's not true. We talk once a month. You know what I mean? Herpes.
Kidding. Anyway,
now
what do you got?
Here's the thing, and I just want to get this out in the open, and I. You know, people get... Now, Gabby got the flu last week, okay?
Yes.
Okay, now she's sick, and she... I'm like, you're sick. Don't... You know, what are you doing here? She's like, no, I'm fine. First of all, bugged me because she never went to med school. How the fuck does she know, right? She didn't do anything.
Right.
But she says, I feel better. You can't get it now, okay? People self-diagnose being sick, go out and do open mics and go on the stage, use the microphone, right? And spread this fucking thing. What they should do is stay the fuck home for 3 weeks, right? When do you
virus,
not spread it?
Viruses got to live too, you know.
All right, let's do the funny. You stick to the doctor stuff.
So are we safe right now, Steve? Are we in trouble?
All right. No. Once the fever breaks, you're probably not contagious. And what they recommend is that you confine yourself for a week when you get influenza. And that is, was it documented influenza? Do we know she actually had
she's
influenza?
She's right here. Gabby, Dr. Steve.
I don't
Steve.
Know if it was documented. I didn't go to a doctor.
That means no.
I just took flu medicine.
The majority of flu-like illness is actually not influenza.
What is it, AIDS?
I have AIDS.
Does Gabby have AIDS?
No,
do I have AIDS?
Barren womb.
I'm barren. Am I barren?
Well, I
barren Trump.
It.
Retarded.
What's the medical term for a vagina that's always wet?
Oh, well lubricated.
I don't know, but it's not in here.
So what, Steve, how should I get a flu
guys.
Shot or what?
Yeah, it's never too late to get a flu shot.
Oh.
The influenza vaccine is not crazy effective this year.
Damn it.
Why?
And did you say why?
Yes, I did.
The reason is that they have to guess. And what happens is, okay, so in our summer is when they start making influenza vaccine for the winter. And they look at what's going on in the southern hemisphere where they're having raging influenza, and they say, okay, these are the viruses that they're seeing down here. We need
Shut up.
Okay, go fuck yourself. You asked me that.
That's not, that wasn't me.
Sorry.
Steve, that was Jared.
Sorry, I got a little sleepy.
Anyway, they got a guess. And a lot of times the stupid fucking flu virus mutates.
Don't get edgy because of Jared.
Yeah, no, he's trying to up the entertainment on this.
Hey, viruses
no,
have to live,
no,
too.
No. So listen. So what we're working on, and this will be a game changer, is a universal influenza vaccine that will cover every strain. And when that happens, influenza's done.
Yeah!
Autism
is not.
Thank God.
That's right. Because the two have nothing to do with it.
I'm going to tell the studio audience what you just said, because they can't hear you. We got to fix that. They're working on something that the influenza flu will be dead, like polio. We will never get the flu again.
Are
you
going
to die? No, we're not going to. But Gabby, Gabby is not, if she does not, she cannot spread the flu then.
Well, first off, we don't know that she had influenza.
Yeah,
and
she's probably a pussy.
It's been more than a week. She's probably not contagious anymore. But look.
What about her fingers?
The way you're going to catch it from her is by, touching her or touching something she touched and then sticking your filthy finger in your mouth or your nose or your eye.
Jared.
What about an anus?
I like you just coming. You're going to fucking tweeting.
Because I'm listening.
Have a lot of hair protecting it, though. Would that help stop the virus?
Steve, I'm sorry that everyone's wasting your time here. I really appreciate
the
information.
Jared Fried is fucking putting you on tilt and then tweeting, okay? Fuck him. He's one of the young, cocky comedians.
Young? He's 85.
How old are you?
32.
Wow.
Young. I just tweeted snore.
Steve, you know
what?
I just
want to let people know.
I hope he gets sick on the road and he needs some help and he can't get shit. Sick.
That's right.
I love how a comic is making fun of an actual doctor.
All right. Well, Steve,
good hand washing and good hand hygiene will keep from spreading the virus and keep you from getting it.
All right.
What about Lysol?
Lysol, I'm not convinced Lysol does anything.
That's what I said.
What about the hand sanitizers?
Yes. Hand sanitizer's good. And, we're working in the hospitals to keep from spreading disease by gelling in and gelling out from every room.
Right.
Maybe it helps, but we know that this stuff is transmitted hand to eye, hand to nose.
All right, that was me, Steve. That was me.
Let me get some sanitizer.
No, I'm kidding. Steve, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dr. Steve.
So I had her wearing a mask. She could take the mask off?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I care. You guys are three states away.
Well, now, see.
Three?
See what you did,
like
Jared? See what you did to him? Put him on the defense. Dr. Steve is the nicest guy we know.
No, he seems great.
He's fun.
It's weird that you put him in slow-mo every time he speaks, but it's...
We don't.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Yep. Fucking asshole.
Weird Medicine on Riotcast every week.
Weird Medicine on Riotcast, one of our great shows, one of the original shows. And one of my favorite shows to listen to, if you're on the road, A Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve on Riotcast.com. Make sure you become a subscriber to it. Hit the subscribe button and listen to it. It's amazing. It's a bunch of him and his friends talking about shit in a very funny way, but very serious. Smartest guys I know. You're one of the smartest guys I do know. I will talk to you later, Dr. Steve.
Likewise. Okay.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye, buddy.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, guys. I don't think you guys using all you fucking flu assholes using my
it
shit.
Smells like shit.
Get your own.
I'd rather have the flu and polio at the same time than have my hands smell like this shit.
What is it?
Flu scent?
It's like a fruity minty thing.
Ah, it smells gross. All right.
I love it
now
too.
Now that Gabby's
like
not
contagious.
Use this changes the whole
everything. I didn't want you touch it. Oh, now I got to wipe the outside with it.
I went like that around.
He has a second bottle of sanitizer.
Everybody take one tit out.
I sanitize my sanitizer.
I'm not contagious.
I doubt it. You have something.
Could be anything.
I want to talk about this.
One tit out? Let's do a one tit out show. Come on. Let's get it going. Everybody.
First of all, Gabby's 19.
She's not.
I get younger every episode.
She's 19. He's 48. Mike is like one of those ambiguous. He could be 47 or 31. Yes. Yeah, and that's it.
Or a woman.
What do you mean?
He looks like a Mexican woman.
He's got a beard. What do you mean? What?
Well, I mean that one.
I didn't say that. The Mexican guy said that.
I'm going to throw up from the smell of fucking hand. What is it called?
Hand, it's like a cucumber in it.
Ugh.
It's got a little cucumber. Go.
Little
yeah.
cucumber.
It sounds like my asshole. A little cucumber in it.
A little.
All right, let's get it spicy here. We're still into the intros yet.
Well, our Joe, let's, because we keep going. I'm trying to steer it towards some conversation. You guys steering it back to assholes and fucking sucking each other's dicks and spitting jizz out.
Finally, we have the truth, Joe List.
Yeah!
The truth.
Woo!
How long has he had that nickname, by the way?
Since day one.
I think
really?
Since day
I came
one.
On and talked about herpes.
Yeah.
But if I really was going to tell the truth, I'd really let you know what my asshole play.
Would you like? You don't like
dildos, strap-ons, pegging.
How do you know what pegging
is? Living up
is?
To the truth nickname.
That's just in the morning. That's just elementary school. No, I'm here, folks. How do you do? ComedianJoeList.com. Multiple appearances on Conan. Netflix special coming out. Hot podcast. Tuesdays with stories. Big dick. Herpes. ADD. OCD. I got it all. By the way, you had Jane McBride over here. I had to step in and save the day like a hero.
Yeah, I scribbled.
What?
Your producer had the wrong name.
She made a mistake. She was a last-minute appearance. I saw her downstairs. I told her to come up.
Jay, I'm happy to step in here. I mean, sorry about this. It's really...
That's what Joe does. Calls you out.
I just don't care for the transphobia. Personally,
what are you talking about,
Jane?
My brother is trans.
She wrote
really?
George yeah. McBride.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No, he isn't.
Wow,
yes,
I take it all back.
She is.
Is it
no,
a
he?
Way?
Now.
Oh, it was a she.
Yeah, that
that's
was
right,
a nice
Bobby.
Try though. That
no
was good.
Way, really.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow. How is this just coming out now?
How do you feel now, Joe?
Is he single?
I feel bad. I feel sad.
He's 16.
Wait, 16.
16.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, has that ever happened? Has a trans woman ever gone with a trans guy?
Yeah, actually, a couple times. There are a couple of cases where, and someone actually, the trans man got pregnant from the trans woman.
Wow. Bobby, people have fucked dogs. What, you think trans women and trans men haven't gotten together?
People I like can't getting, believe you compared that to fucking dogs.
I'm saying.
But you're acting like that. Who's transphobic
I'm
now?
Not comparing.
You're the truth. You're always telling the truth.
I'm not comparing.
And your truth is fucking disrespectful.
I'm saying that's much more normal. I'm saying everything
what?
Has
dog
happened.
He's saying
it's no, a, you dummy. The trans.
He's saying it's a slippery slope. That's all.
You can't. I don't care for racial slurs on the podcast, first of all.
Joe.
I'm just saying, sexually, everything has happened. So certainly a trans man and a trans child have gotten together before.
She took her breast out. I'm
what
kidding.
Did? Are you kidding? Oh, my God. Gabby, I meant no disrespect.
Look at all the guys going like this.
Show over.
Show over.
Has a boob come out? What the hell happened?
No,
oh, geez.
No, I was kidding. I was kidding.
Who is that woman back there, by the way? There's like a hot woman here. I don't get it.
She's an audience member.
Why don't you get it? She's come before.
You have?
Yeah.
I didn't before. Know women could come. Hello, folks. I keep trying, but no matter how hard I finger my ass, they just won't come. Anyways, I'm here. Good to see you today, Bob. I saw you at the special place there.
Yeah.
Alan's office.
There's nothing worse than being in my therapist's and divulging. That's why the last 5 minutes, I always start to whisper.
Me too. Bobby opened the door and I fell through the wall.
I opened the door. Joe's just sitting there looking at me like with disgust. Hey, like he heard the last 15 minutes.
No,
I
didn't hear.
About.
But I knew you were going to be there because I know your schedule a little bit. Once I had the 1:30, I was like, I know.
Well, could you hear me at all?
There's like one point where the music stops because the violins are playing back there.
Well, they get the bows.
And there's one moment in between songs where you just hear like, fucking the podcast! And then it comes back on. The music kicks back in.
No, I didn't. We were yelling at each other at the beginning.
Oh, I missed that.
We were fucking yelling.
Yeah, you guys really go at it.
Well, because he fucking, you know, it's like I'm the only one that's got to be fucking perfect. It's like, you know, this person does this, and it's still on me.
Yeah.
Like
I was just talking to Justin about this.
It's like, you know, he's giving these scenarios, and when he gives me scenarios, sometimes he's on the fly trying to make them up
mm-hmm.
or put shit together for me. And so, and I'll call. I'm like, fuck you, dude. You're trying to make something. That's horse shit.
Yeah.
That's not me. Fuck you. you can get mad at certain things that certain people do.
I can't believe you guys all go to the same guy. That would be too much for me.
Well, I should have kept my mouth shut when I met him.
And then you were his best referral source.
Yes, at the beginning, but then it just daisy-chained off of me.
Yeah.
It was really Dustin Chafin came to me one time and said, look, I go to this guy. I was in a situation in my life where things were really bad.
You were transitioning.
Well, in a way.
In life. I don't mean like, you know.
He woke up with his legs above his head, with a finger in his asshole, and decided...
petting his dog.
Things have changed.
This is what I've become.
My whole life was going to go one way or the other.
Okay.
Crossroads. Watershed moment.
Sure.
You like that one?
Yes.
I don't know what it means, but...
Well, it means like the water sheds, you know?
That's not what it means.
I think the water is
it's when you're
shedding.
When you're in the tub and your ankles are above your, you know, and you have the hose going down.
That's not what it means.
Yeah, it's the moment.
It's over your asshole and then your finger's going to go in.
It's the moment when the water sheds.
What?
I don't know.
Can we look up watershed, please?
Yeah, it's the moment the water sheds.
The water's trickling over your asshole and they're about to put their finger in.
Stop trying to bring this back to ass play. Oh, okay, sorry. I mean, you do your eyebrows. You might as well do the rest.
Listen.
Stop.
These are my windows to the world.
Jared's like a foot away
read
from
it,
me
Mike.
Now. Than when I, when
an
I'm
event or period marking
that.
A turning point in
read
a court.
Read it with enthusiasm, please.
An event or a period marking a turning point in a course of action or state of affairs.
Origin.
Gabby, you've had a period.
Read the origin.
Hey, yo, hey.
Read the origin.
Watershed event origin.
Read the watershed event origin. Read the origin.
Where does it say that? I'm sorry.
Right there.
You have to type it. You have to type it.
Click on that.
Oh.
I said right there. Like
no, click at the down button.
Yeah, I think the down button. Yeah.
There you go, right there. See it?
I don't think you see it, Bobby.
I don't see it at all. I'm just saying right there. I have to pee.
That's going to be a watershed moment.
Hey, yo.
Does it have the origin of it?
I'll find it. Give me 1 second.
All right, anyways.
Call Dr. Steve. I think he knows.
Well, the watershed moment is right. The moment.
Well, what
that,
you want to do. See, the watershed was a shed. There was water coming down it.
So anyways, you went and saw Alan, and what happened?
The viscous shed.
Origin just says watershed, and then German for a watershed, or whatever
that is. Watershed.
Or water divide. That's but it
should have Anthony.
Jay just left.
The question I was, you know, the he's reason back. I was, don't you think it gets a little too much? That you're going to someone that knows everyone else that feels like they're putting their opinion in, you know, that relates to your world. It's, you know, the world is too much.
Here's what bugs me, and I caught him in something.
Mm. Oh.
Well, this is what I'm saying. You know,
I said, there was somebody I thought was maybe talking shit about me.
Okay.
Or maybe, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And I go, look, man, I'm sick of these fuckers who's nice to me to my face and blah, blah, blah. And then behind my back, they talk shit. Mm. And I go, and you know them because some of them come here and say it to you. And he went, well, why does that bother you? And I was like, fucking knew it.
He turned the table.
I knew it, you fucking cocksucker.
But a little bit of that is him going, yeah, they do.
No,
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I caught him.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go, first of all, that doesn't happen.
That's not a
catch.
But
why?
Though.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a catch because he wouldn't say, it's not his job to say, no, they don't. No, they don't, Bobby. It's their job. It's his job to say, why does that bother you? You have to accept, Bobby, you ever hear this? How people feel about you
is none of my business.
It's none of your business.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard that.
Yeah.
You ever hear this? Shut the fuck up. I'm going to punch you in the face.
Not at the same place I heard the other thing.
The way you said it, it sounded like it was going to be like some Asian proverb. It sounded like my mom gave out that advice. How someone feels about you.
What just happened? She gave you a bat signal and you went weird.
No, weird? Why'd you turn Boston? Dude, you went weird, dude.
I've been fighting it my whole life.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at watershed moment origin.
Well, Jay,
you got it? All right.
Let's go. What
said,
is it?
I don't think going back to that's going to help this show right now.
It didn't have anything helpful
I don't
to
think
say.
So.
Yeah, I had something there.
Okay.
Watershed moment, like when the leaves catch a bunch of water, at some point they eventually fall. And that
the water sheds off the leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe was right.
Yeah.
For those of you at home that was wondering.
Joe was right about
there
everything.
Was people, water and
there
all
were
the
people. There were people. Okay. Not everybody has a fucking ultimate education like you, Jared.
Ultimate?
Yeah. Not everybody went to community college.
You're right. You're
on
right.
On their
right.
parents' dime. Yeah,
that's true. The town's dime.
The town's dime.
Yeah. Me and the couch.
The community got together. And
it's so funny that the people who don't go to therapy don't get it.
I'm appreciative of you going, and I think it's great, and you're trying, you're working on yourself, and that's good. But it, to me, like, if I dated someone that was in comedy, it would be too much. And this is kind of like you're dating someone in comedy to me. You're going to someone that knows too much, that it's not third party unbiased. Like, that whole conversation you have with them, to me,
yeah,
like, there's none of that there with someone that's like, has no affiliation with all this and is just coming at you from the perspective of like,
but my guy is more of a neutral place.
Okay.
That I can go and tell another human being anything and have no consequences, not affect my life. I can't talk to my wife about everything.
But I'm saying a lot of the therapists would be that way too.
But, well,
that don't deal with comics.
I know, but some of them are really trying to, you know what I mean? We do work in there, but it's when I want to do it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
If it's good for you, it's good for you. I'm just saying, this is why I'm asking the question. I'm like,
I understand.
It'd be a lot. I'd have all this other, like, someone used to call it head trash. You know, that's what gets in the way of doing things.
Right. And, that's what I call your haircut.
Oh. But those things you have to get through to do the actual job.
Yeah.
So I would think that there would be a lot of head trash.
Somebody's
involved.
Writing a book.
But here's the
chapter
thing.
Chapter 7,
people,
head trash.
The people say and think that, but the other comedians never come up to me. Like, I'm never in there being like, boy, Dan Natterman's really chapping my ass. I'm in there talking about my dad.
Sure.
So, like, you see comedians when you leave.
Yeah.
But that part's kind of fun.
Okay. Yeah, I did that just to fucking see, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But mostly it's about, I mean, the stuff I talk about is, you know, my addictions and my anger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to be angry anymore.
Plus, like, you guys are comics. I mean, comics, like, when
shut up, Jay.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm working on that. Go ahead.
No, when comics are together, like, if you had a
that is a hate crime, Bobby.
Right. Yeah, it is. I know.
If you had a problem with Paul
lower
Mercy
your tone.
No.
I said Jay with an E at the end.
Oh, right, okay.
Right. Not a Y.
Jay.
Like, if you had a problem with Joe, you'd be like if you thought Joe was doing something stupid, you wouldn't bring it to therapy. You'd be like, Joe, that's fucking stupid.
Me and Joe right. have had fights.
So I mean,
yeah.
So I mean, like, I don't think you'd need to go to therapy for that.
No.
Anyway, it's about what your work, and that's what therapy's about, finding someone that you can go through your head garbage or whatever together.
Yeah, all my anger is from my anxiety.
Right.
That's it. It's just all from my anxiety that I used to deal with, you know, sex and cigarettes. Back in the day when I was single, I used to just fucking smoke 2 packs a day.
Butts and butts.
Try to get laid.
There it is.
Do comedy and have fun.
Yeah.
And it worked. Now there's too much responsibility. There's a lot. You're going from no responsibility except my show at night.
Sure.
To, you know, I got to make breakfast for this kid. You know, he wants me to take. I got to do stuff. This, you know, I got a mortgage. I got all this. And I put my, this is my life. I made it.
Yeah.
I have a beautiful life, but you can't see your beautiful life when you're looking at somebody else's.
Sure.
And
compare and despair.
It's hard. Yes. It's hard to, I never thought you could make your mouth smaller. Don't ever do that again. Whatever that was.
Gabby, are you mad at me? I'm getting a bad vibe.
No.
Did I hurt your feelings?
No.
I was just kidding. Oh, jeez.
I fucking love you.
I got to do a double sesh this week.
But, yeah, it's you know, it's tough. Because I, you know, my wife will fuck. God damn it, man.
Who she fuck?
Shut up.
You just said my wife will fuck.
I wish she would. I wish she would fuck.
I watched Bobby have the funniest, like, dad moment. The Patriots were on this on Sunday.
Yeah.
Their AFC championship, and I look at Bobby, and he's like, I got to go to the park.
Yep.
Got to take the kid to the park. Ooh. And I go, the game? Like, it was out of a sitcom.
Yeah. Ooh.
And then he goes, no, I got to go.
Yep.
He doesn't want to watch the game?
Missed the whole...
My four-year-old?
Yeah.
No, he just learned to speak. He always goes, he'd rather go to the park, hang out with a long-haired fucking hippie kid and a fucking Vietnamese kid.
Wait a second. You don't hit your child when he doesn't watch football? That's so weird to me. That's so boring.
He wanted to... Look, man.
Can we watch that video of Max saying poopy Happy oh, man. Poopy.
I watch it every day. What is literally every day.
Constantly. Oh, the poopy thing?
Please.
You yeah, say, you can bring did it up you too? On Instagram.
And he goes, no, I just, yeah, I did. I mean, I've probably literally watched it, I'm not joking, 125 times.
Joe and I keep commenting on each other's comments.
It's
of
amazing.
Watching it every day.
Sarah and I act out the whole thing. I do. I know it word for word. Okay. Wait, you just passed it.
You passed it. It's up. Yeah, the middle right there. I put it back.
Happy poopy.
All right,
popcorn.
Turn the volume up.
Happy New Year.
Happy poopy.
No. Say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
you too?
No, I.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
I love my kids.
Yeah, right, that's the best. Stop. That's like that. That's like his, you know, There Will Be Blood or something. That's like his masterpiece.
That's so good.
That's as good as it gets.
Ah, God, do I love that kid.
What's so funny about it is you ask him if he tooted. He says no, but then he goes, yeah, I did. Like, he couldn't, he didn't feel it, he didn't hear it, he didn't know it. He had to smell his own. He knew it was his brand. He's like, yeah, I did. It's amazing.
It's great. It's so good.
It's really great. Popcorn.
I came down for brunch, and if, look, man, if you live in New York and you haven't come down to the Cellar brunch, it was like a Saturday night.
It's great.
I mean, it sold the fuck out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the food is insane.
It's good food.
And I came here with the fam, and yeah, Max went on stage with Jeff Ross. Max went downstairs, just went right up on stage. Just ran up on stage with Jeff. It was hilarious. But then, yeah, it's like, I got to go. I got to fucking go. They were like, we got to go to the park. My wife says, let's go. And I did say, you know, what about the, literally I went, what about the g? And she literally tilted her head.
So, like you were crazy.
Like, what are you fucking dumb? And then I sat in the park with my kid, you know. I couldn't even check my phone, really. I had to really sneak that score.
It's like us on the podcast.
Hey, you're not supposed to get on a phone on a podcast.
Well, the Patriots won, and they're going to their 8th Super Bowl in the last 16
years.
And
I'm fucking nervous.
10th.
I'm glad I don't have tickets. If I had tickets to the Super Bowl, I would not fucking go.
Also, dealing with Philly people.
That's exactly why I wouldn't go.
I was hoping it was Minnesota just because. And listen, Boston, New England people aren't much better. They're the same brand of a different. But
we're not,
Philly people have more energy right now because they haven't won yet. Yeah. So they're energized assholes.
And they haven't won ever.
This was a long time ago, but 2 weeks of this shit. And have you watched all the videos of the Philly fans? They're animals. They are animals in like a. Did you see the video of the guy running for the train? It's the funniest video you've ever seen in your entire fucking life. And they are. It's just going to be a long 2 weeks
of fucking.
And then they're the underdogs. So if they lose, they can go, yeah, we were supposed to lose. And if they win, they can go, fuck you. Give me your balls. Let me squeeze them and crush them under my hands.
They had to grease the fucking poles.
Grease the poles. You got to watch this video. Ready? This is before the game. He's trying to get to the game.
Looks like the New York City somewhere.
Oh!
He gets taken the fuck.
I think that's Big J.
Just the way he's running is hilarious.
Yeah, like the train's going to stop.
Yeah, for him.
Some guy's going to, Mr. McGreevy. Fucking stop.
There's some guy from like...
They had to grease
Philadelphia driving that train. Fuck that, Whitey.
They had to grease the poles in the city so people wouldn't climb them after the game.
There was a dune buggy that drove up the stairs that Rocky runs up. A dune buggy. Where are they even getting? Some guy punched a horse in the face, and it was the second time in a row. Like, horse punching is now a thing.
In Philly.
So I don't want to deal with them. Look at this kid, though.
This kid right here.
Yeah, that's the horse puncher.
This fucking kid. Look at him though. Scroll down. That's a Philly body. That's a Philly body. That car. He can lift a car.
Yeah.
But he's still out of shape. He can knock out a horse with that Philly.
Sure.
Look at that fucking melon. And look at him. He's bleeding. And
smiling.
That's his dad with him, by the way.
Yeah.
Who's holding him? He's telling him. This is what he's saying in the video. Just get down, son.
Yeah.
Just get down. Listen to the cops. He wouldn't do it.
It's these animals. We're going to have to deal with them for 2 weeks. That's the worst part. Philly fans are a tough breed.
Listen, man. I'm scared for the I mean, If they lose this game, it's going to be a nightmare in Minnesota.
They said
that town is going to fuck.
They'll be hiding.
They
said if Philly wins, they'll have to call in the National Guard to Philadelphia. Or maybe to Minnesota, too. Well, the people that in Minnesota, though, they won't be as wild because they bought tickets and shit. It's the people that are fucking at home.
Dude, but there's people going to Minnesota just to, like, be a part of it.
Right.
Philly, listen, man.
There won't be New England fans.
We went to Houston, the Patriots in the Super Bowl in Houston, and they played the Panthers, right?
Yeah, '03.
It was almost Philly. I almost gave my tickets up.
It was Philly.
The next year
it was Philly. Yeah. But that year was almost Philly, and I was like, I'm not going if it's Philly, because I'm not fighting my way out of this fucking stadium.
Yeah.
Because they were throwing full beer cans at dudes with their girls.
They threw snowballs at Santa Claus one year.
Yeah, that's their like claim to fame.
Those Buffalo fans are animals too, breaking the tables and shit.
But something about the Buffalo fans, there's some more heart to it. Like they're doing WWE entrances, and they're doing stuff to like they're doing Ultimate Warrior entrances and jumping into tables. And you're like, thank you, okay. At least you're not like harming other people. It's like that drunk guy that just all of a sudden just starts flailing arms, and you're like, I don't want to be around this whirling dervish.
Dude, I just wouldn't want to fuck with Philly fans at a Super Bowl.
No, I would not.
Win or lose.
Yeah, I'm afraid of it. I'll openly admit I just don't want to be.
Yeah, look, man. I know Boston people. We're nuts too.
No, they're the same asshole, different color shirt.
Not as crazy.
There's energy in Philly. That's what there's loser energy.
Here's the Bills Mafia breaking the table. Yeah, I don't know how this started. They just dive through.
This
tables.
Is now their thing. This is their.
This is just. Yeah, but this shows you that they're.
They're bozos. What is this?
Yeah, this guy's got a whole network. Oh.
In New England, it's hard to beat a team.
What
three
a
times.
Pussy.
It's hard to beat a team three times.
It's hard to beat a team three times. It's hilarious.
This has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Fucking Bills fan proposing.
How did we end up here?
Huh?
It said breaking tables. They didn't do anything.
Well,
sorry.
Oh, fuck the tables. We're funnier than the tables.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't need
let's
to...
take tits out.
I'm sorry.
I'll start.
Listen.
Sorry, I'm really pushing for this.
Let's see the other one.
I don't understand this, though. What the fuck is going on at the... How the...
Tailgating's gone out of control.
Tailgating.
Here it is. Look at this. Look at this.
That's crazy.
This is crazy.
How the fuck is this... How is this okay? If I saw my friends doing this, I'd just leave the game.
No, it's an idiot. But at least it's like... It's his.
I mean, that guy should have a broken face. That should be a broken face. See, now they're... Look at... They lit the table on fire.
What about the last guy?
Now he's,
he's on fire. Good.
Survived.
Now there's alcohol over him. He's rolling.
He's rolling a vodka. Quick, hit him with vodka.
What? And it's Bills fans doing it to Bills fans.
Oh, my God.
He's just
God.
Laying there.
Here's the thing.
He's on fire.
Like, that's their
he's
own
on
table.
He's on fucking fire.
You know, it's not like Philly where they like, what the?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can't watch it. Stop. Just take it off. I don't want to watch it. I don't like people getting fucking hurt.
Dude,
I find nothing.
Crazy.
I find nothing funny about people hurting other people. I know that this is, oh my God.
No, it's crazy.
That
it is
jackass
crazy.
Shit does nothing for me.
But I can watch someone getting punched in the balls all day.
They're competing with a party they've seen on the internet.
I can't.
The internet has added steroids to this whole debauchery.
If this shit fucking turns you on, You're a fucking moron to me.
You know what turns me
on? Seriously, if you can
tits.
Watch this shit and fucking go, I understand the guy running, hitting the pole. An accident. This shit where you're actually taking one of your friends, one of your good friends, picking him up and then stone cold stunning him
next week,
a fucking table is ridiculous.
Next week there'll be a video of people doing that running into a pole thing on purpose.
Here's the thing.
That's what's going to happen.
I respect the Philly fans more because they're just nuts.
They're
beating people up. I respect somebody fucking beating the shit out of someone going, fuck you fucking piece of shit. You beat my team. I respect that more than taking your friend, lighting him on fire, and smashing him
into
a
table. And then high-fiving afterwards.
Yeah, what the fuck? What kind of lake effect
we
shit
did it.
Is that?
Yeah.
The fuck you? I know you're bored up there, Buffalo, but get your shit together. You'll win one time.
It's crazy.
We need to let them win.
Yeah, we.
They're fucking losing their mind in Buffalo.
Minnesota, too. They've never won one, have they?
Yeah, but they're not fucking, they're fucking lighting each other on fire in the parking lot.
No, they're nice.
The fuck did this happen?
What kind of people are they?
It's fucking ECW in the fucking parking lot.
She's right, Henry.
Fucking Buffalo needs to get this. There needs to be a fucking intervention in Buffalo. Well, give them at least the championship. Maybe not the Super Bowl. Give them the fucking championship.
Well, they won four in a row.
I watched this type of thing happen. I went to Penn State, and I was the tailgate czar for my fraternity. So I used to set up...
Czar?
Czar, King of Kings. And what I used to do is...
You can't listen. Listen to me. I've tried. You can't beat it. Just join it. King of Kings.
King of Brunch.
Listen.
The J Train. The promo prince.
Get on the train.
Wizard of Weddings. Conalinga's King.
Yep. You can't beat him.
What's the omelet one?
The omelet overlord. the sire of swipes. That's me. So I used to run this tailgate, and what I would do is I would go around collecting money.
Yeah, the
butthole boys. So I used to go collecting monies from all like different fraternities, and I would tell them like, "Listen, you give me money, and I'll go to this field, and I'll set this whole thing up. There'll be breakfast in the morning, booze. You just give me the money, and we'll set it up." So we used to go to this thing called Lot D25 at Penn State. The party still goes on right now.
Right,
it's just other people have taken it's gone into a different world.
I started an AA meeting that still exists too.
Yeah, so it's similar. So
you're not alone meeting. It's still in Malden. But go ahead, do your thing.
Mine had more chicks.
My chicks are shaking, but that's cool.
So we would set up, and we'd get there at like 7 in the morning for every game, and we'd set up like a table, and we'd have a grill that was about as long as this table right here, and we would get it going, and it would be like, we'd have theme foods, chicken, hot dogs, steak tips, and theme weeks, and all this stuff, and then what would happen was people started dressing up. So I would wear an Elvis wig with an overalls with nothing underneath. And then my buddy would wear a bear suit.
Yeah,
and
it was just stupid. You know.
So it was a gay theme party.
Gay theme party.
What the fuck is that?
Jay was there. Tits out.
Started.
So then,
Bridget Everett hosted it.
But the next one, she's doing, you know, splits every day. But it started getting, then all of a sudden, everyone saw that we were dressed up and they're like, oh, so we're going to dress up. And then there's mustard and ketchup. People are dressed up in different ways. And then people started.
This is a gay party.
Well, what happened was people start, because I've witness how these things grow.
Yeah.
And what would happen was people used to do this thing called low.
Hey, listen, you know the mic works, right?
Oh, it does?
Yeah,
sorry.
You don't have to scream at us.
Okay. So people used to do tabletopping. You ever tabletop someone?
One person would
get on all fours like they were getting a finger in the butt. And another person would and they'd get behind someone, and then you'd push them over the person on all fours.
Okay.
So we used to do that, and you'd laugh. And then it got to the point.
I did that in second grade.
Okay. Yeah, well, this is what we were doing in college.
Yeah, okay, good.
So then what happened was people were so afraid of getting tabletop that people started horse kicking. So no one would stand in the middle of the tailgate, and everyone's just going like doing a donkey kick behind them in case anyone, as they went to get beers.
Yeah.
And then it turned to people spearing each other. And then people would get on top. We'd get 70 cases of beer. People would get on top of the cases of beer, and then people would spear people off the cases of beer. It got to the point where I was like, I don't know if I can show up anymore.
Right.
Because I'm going to be in a wheelchair one of these days because someone tabletop me. I'm going to have to go, oh, it was kind of funny until I'm fucking sitting there moving myself with my tongue.
Yeah, Phi Sigma fucking shit dick.
It got crazy. So it starts at guy in an Elvis wig, and it ends at friend on fire who now takes a wheelchair everywhere.
It's ridiculous, dude. This shit is just stupid.
It's what it goes. The internet,
just fucking
man.
Stupid. Yeah, but it's someone's gonna fucking talk to these savages.
Who's gonna go up to the? Hey, listen, people.
How about this? How about this?
Hey, Ultimate Warrior. I just want to talk to you for 2 seconds. We want you to calm down.
How about this? How about you see somebody lighting a fucking table on fire? You go up and go, hey guys, put that fucking fire out. You're going to jail.
Well, that's a. You would think it's the police's
job. I don't want to fucking. I'm not taking my kid. At least in the Pats, maybe it's because we won so many, but I feel like the Pats...
Five. We have no energy.
I feel like the Pats have matured, the fans.
Absolutely.
And maybe it's because tickets are more expensive and a higher brow because we've won so much
Five.
That we... that we've become, you know what I mean?
No, this is what happens. You lose the pink hats.
Well,
this
we start now we're wearing like, you know, Henleys with the little tiny logo instead of the whole jersey with the hat and the gloves and the mittens.
This is what happens to winners. This is a winning, you know, the winners
I think
relax and the losers, this is, you know, the Minutemen. You know, they had different energy than the fat and happy British. Yeah. That's why we're going to lose in North Korea.
How the fuck did you get there?
They have a team now.
Listen, right. I'm just telling you the future. We, you know, we sit here, the Patriots fans, we've had it all. We don't have to go and do this shit.
But we've won a lot.
That's what I'm saying. It takes it out of you.
All right, Joe. We
got to get six, baby.
The Eagles fans, they got loser energy.
But here's the thing.
Fucking losers.
The team's coming in hot. Jacksonville was coming in hot.
Saxonville.
And those
they
fucked up. Somewhere, they
took advantage of it.
One of the guys said he said they were 95% perfect.
Yeah.
They were almost perfect. You have to be completely perfect to beat the Pats.
To beat Brady.
To beat Belichick.
And Belichick, Brady, you can't beat them without...
I say Belichick.
You think it's Belichick?
I'll put fucking Joe in there under Belichick. We'll win fucking 10 games.
We're going to find that out soon enough.
I know.
Did
you see when they handed Belichick...
He passed it off like a half-drank beer.
When Kraft handed Belichick the trophy... He took it and I don't want this.
AFC Championship.
Just gave it to his son. He goes, gave it to Kraft's son. He had, you want this.
It's gonna be
now, that's even one of two things. That's him going, I don't care about this fucking trophy. I care about winning one more game or fuck you.
Starts at the top.
But I don't know. What is it? Is it fuck you, Kraft?
No, I think it was we don't care. We don't come here to win AFC Championship.
That article was overblown. I knew it.
What?
I don't think it was overblown.
They'll all be back. We're going to win again next year.
That guy Guerrero's the Yoko Ono of the Patriots.
Seven will be next year.
That guy tore that team apart. I have a feeling.
Well,
we got an ad. Bob, why don't you read the ad?
I'm going to read the ad.
Do me a favor. Read the ad, okay?
And don't tune out of these ads, because these ads usually get real fucking funny.
Hilarious ad.
What's it for?
Deepdiscount.com.
Oh, shit. They got a lot of good stuff on that.
Sorry, my asshole. Deep Discount.
We can not with my... Please.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
He's a loyal sponsor to my show.
I know, I meant
they've
to be
been
respectful.
With me for months, almost a year.
I've been here 6 years.
All right? He's a loyal sponsor to my show. I love these guys. Deepdiscount.com.
Give your loyalty to a Jew before your own blood. That's from The Godfather.
Godfather.
Thank you, Jay.
Godfather
2. Godfather 2.
What do you mean by Jay?
What do you mean? What? Did you change your name?
That was the Jew thing.
It's back to Paul.
Oh, I get it. I see.
Seriously, I love these guys. DeepDiscount.com. You can it's a great site. Find thousands of movies, TV shows without spending a lot of money. You know what your favorite TV shows are? You know what they are? You don't want to waste your time searching to find all your favorite stuff on TV, but it's never there. It's edited. Or it's stupid commercials. It stutters and stops if you're using those stupid... Amazon cracked cards. Those never work. Just go to Deep Discount. Just go there right now. Unbelievable. I went there. I bought this the new one, because I got a DVD. I got a Blu-ray DVD player. It cost me, I think, $9.98.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the dollar store. You can buy a fucking DVD. You can literally buy a Blu-ray. I think they give them out at banks if you open up a savings account. I'm kidding. That's not real. Taking of Beverly Hills. If you remember this movie, you can't find it. I tried to get it, but I saw it. I love this fucking movie. This guy, Ken Wall.
He was a good-looking dude.
Used to be the shit. Ken Wall, The Wanderers. Remember The Wanderers?
No.
You never saw The Wanderers?
No.
Oh, my God. Is The Wanderers up there?
Show, right?
That's another movie I want to get. He was on a TV show, yes. He had a hit TV show for a long time, and... But he was in The Wanderers, right there. The Wanderers. You got to get that. What a fucking movie that is. I'm buying that next. DeepDiscount.com. I'm telling you right now. So here's what you need to do. You buy it yourself at DeepDiscount.com. That way you'll always have it when you want to watch it. No wasting time searching. No more commercials. Instead, own your favorites. Watch them whenever you want. And this is all you got to do. Go to deepdiscount.com. Just click their logo on my homepage, Robert Kelly, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and buy stuff. This is unbelievable. I love this place. I'm telling you, you'll spend a little money, you'll get all these movies, they come to your house, you own them.
But Bobby,
what
kind of variety do they have?
They have all kinds of variety. New releases, movies, Blu-rays, DVD, video games, and more. Dude. They got so much more. Jared, you ever go there?
Deep Discount?
Yes.
I'm gonna.
You should.
After I heard all those great names of movies that I wanted to see.
All those Ken Wall movies, the great ones.
Make sure you go riotcast.com/Robert Kelly so they know I sent you.
That's what you put in.
Yeah, you get a big discount.
What is it, the promo code?
Just go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and buy stuff, and they know I sent you. That's all you have to do.
You go through your site.
You want to support this show, get stuff for you at cheap, discounted prices, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. And there you go.
And you just click through there?
Yeah.
Is that the way you do it?
You're going to save even more. Blu-rays. They have a Blu-ray sale going on right now. The more you buy, the more you save. I'm talking classics. Hell or High Water, great movie.
Oh, great movie.
Die Hard movies. TV shows like South Park 2 are up there.
Also, if you're buying this stuff anyways, you're welcome. Because Bobby's giving you free money.
Free money. Right
there. You're welcome.
Go get Taking of Beverly. Go buy The Wanderers. That's what I suggest you go buy. DeepDiscount.com. Yeah, right there in the bathroom. Do you need, you good?
Yeah.
All right, let me know. I'm right here if you need help. just click Deep Discount logo found on my page. Oh, God. It's so crazy.
It's
on my page, riotcast.com. What?
Never mind.
What were you going to say, Jay?
I was going to say, it's as satisfying as a pinky in the stinky.
Yeah, that's not going to fly with the sponsor. Okay.
We'll edit it out.
Go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Be good to yourself. Support my sponsors. Buy your favorites. Watch them when you want. Check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount.
Thank you, Spider.
Spider! Anyways, we had this fight at a comedy club.
Have you ever been to this club?
No, where is it?
South Carolina.
No, I've never been to it. I'll never go to it.
Well, I think, yeah, because I'd never been. I read Leonard Utz wrote a post about it.
The Comedy House. What did he write about it?
He just said he'll never go back. He came out on the side of comedians. Say he kind of said that they're shithole anyways.
Well, here's the thing. Where a guy like this is, look at this shit. Play that video. Wow.
It's crazy.
Which one's the comedian?
Stop.
Which one's the comic?
Freeze.
Which one's the comedian?
Like one of them has like a mic stand in his arm, swinging at
the
other guy.
The one in all black.
Is the comedian?
Yeah.
Yeah. All black. They're both two black dudes. Okay?
I want to know what the joke was. Like, what got it to this point?
He said, I listened to the guy's response, the comedian.
What was it?
I didn't say nothing. He didn't heckle. He didn't say nothing. He just got on stage and said, fuck you. Whatever it was, he has no idea. This guy got on stage and he was like, listen. And he was talking to him. He's like, listen, I'm going to fucking hit you. You know, that's why he went, when he started swinging and missing, because this guy's got great head movement.
This guy knew how to fight.
Watch the comics. Did? Yeah, watch the comics' head movement. Watch this. Play. Look at him.
I mean, that is dangerous.
Look at him. He moves. He knows how to move. Woo! Look at that. He's got a pipe. He's got a fucking pipe. He had the mic stand, but the fat part fell off. Swung, missed.
Fat part going in the crowd is really one of the more dangerous things.
He jumps. That hit him in the thigh.
I like the guys in the crowd. Now it's enough. You know, they can jump up now after 4 minutes.
Where is the bouncer?
There isn't one.
But where is, who's running, whose club is this?
Yeah, it's bad.
I mean, what the fuck? So now you can just say something and someone, I mean, I'm at the club. I can't say this. I'll say it right to the camera. Good looking, smoking hot women that know that they're hot, fucking Joe. Let me say this without your quips.
Sorry. Joe quips.
Don't go to comedy shows. If you see me and you think you're gorgeous, stay home. I don't want you.
You're blaming this all on them.
Yeah, what does this have to do with hot
women? It's always a fucking hot chick up in the front who thinks your shit don't stink, who winds up getting drunk and fucking talks the whole show. She's not heckling. She's not saying shit. Sure. I'm saying, for me, this week, same shit. Always a fucking, I don't give a fuck. Me too, hashtag whatever. It's always a fucking girl. It's always some chick who thinks she's smoking hot, who's in the front, not heckling, but talking. Talking to the guy next to her, talking to her boyfriend, talking. And if you tell them to shut up, they go, fuck you. And then you're like, oh, great, I'm the asshole because I'm asking you to stop talking at my show. And the fact that comedy clubs, there's two things that comedy clubs need to stop fucking doing. Mm. They need to stop having a check spot, knock it the fuck off, grow the fuck up, figure it out, and don't sit smoking hot fucking dumb chicks in the front row. Sit them in the back because all they want is attention.
Well, I guess it's their first moment of not having all eyes on them.
Didn't
and then they're like, you know, crying out because of that. But I mean, this is not a hot chick.
Well, to you.
It's fair.
In South Carolina, that's a
to
nine.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, you really don't like ass play.
Didn't Sorry. Something like that happen at the...
You're not a big fan.
Didn't something happen at the Strip where, like, Big J had to break up a fight or something like that? Or someone jumped on stage? Was that...
It's I mean, look, fights happen at comedy clubs, but, you know, this shit, this is ridiculous.
That's scary.
That's fucking crazy. I mean, what do you do?
I
mean, the guy's, he's swinging that thing on the end of it is weighs around fucking 10 pounds.
It went
pounds.
Into the crowd like it was a discus.
The only thing you can hope for is, and this sounds crazy, that is someone got hit in the head with that and severely injured, and that guy goes to jail for a long time. And then the person winds up recovering through rehab and surviving.
Have you guys ever seen anything like this?
Not like that, no.
No.
No, nothing like that.
No,
but
that's...
there is, I agree, that's always, I was at New York Comedy Club earlier, and there was a girl yelling out the whole show.
Yeah, just fucking smoking hot, right?
Yeah, you just want to go, I know about you. Do you understand that I'm the fifth comic on, four comics have walked back there and gone, there's a fucking cunt in the second row that won't stop. I'm like, that's who you are.
Did you say that?
You want to go like this, you know, you're the only one, do you know that you're the only one yelling out? There's all these people here. You're the only one. Everybody hates you.
And the club should immediately just grab them and take the hit and kick them the fuck out.
Did you say that to her?
No, she actually left on her own accord. That's the thing with these drunks. If you just leave them alone for long enough, they're like children. They get tired out.
Yeah.
They're like, she's like kind of like stumbled out in the middle of the thing. Like you're just like, yeah, she's gone now.
Well, here's the thing is that this girl, I ignored her the whole show. I don't talk to him anymore because I'm so angry. I snap. And when a woman sees a guy like me yelling at a woman, they can't hear her. They didn't see her. They're way in the back. They just think some fucking fat blob is yelling at some, you know, being a.
Sorry, I thought it was funny.
You know what I mean? They just think that some. So they're like, well, leave her alone. Okay.
You're never going to be the good guy.
No.
Nope.
The fucking club. There needs to be a guy. If I say shut the fuck up, that should immediately tell you as a bouncer or a manager of a club or a waitress or a waiter, something's going on. But it gets to the point now where you have to take it. She didn't pay to see me. She wants some fucking free tickets.
Yeah.
People who pay. All right. I understand these clubs have to give away tickets because their fucking rent is $10,000 million a month because where they chose to put the club. And they have to put that on you somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't sell out every fucking show, they put it on you. Or they'll just give away all the tickets and make $30,000 on drinks and food, right? Mm-hmm. I get it. Okay. But how about the people that pay get to sit up front? And the people that you gave tickets to in the fucking back? That way fans of mine are sitting up front. And I don't have to fucking worry about some twat and her boyfriend. Talking the whole fucking show. And then she starts, you know, there's a kid next to her that's a fan of mine. She's literally talking to him and he went, hey, can you stop talking to me? Now she's ruining the show for him. Now he's mad. Now he has to maybe get into a fight with her boyfriend because she might say something to him. Mm. Now it's this escalating public fucking shit because your parents didn't tell you to shut the fuck up and your boyfriend doesn't have the balls to go, leaving. I'm leaving. If you don't shut the fuck up, if my wife was talking like that in public, I would say, we're leaving right the fuck now.
Mm.
And she'd be like, what? I'd be like, we're fucking leaving, and I'm never going in public with you again.
That's wife confidence.
Mm-hmm.
The guy with that girl, the hot chick, that ain't his wife.
Right? The girl steps
still
up,
trying
I'm
to fuck.
Smacking the hoe. Word to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes than the Bible's got psalms. Bless you.
Thank you. Was that you? No. Yeah.
Oh, God. My feet are all tangled down here.
No, I'm sorry. I fucking digress. I just think that this is horseshit.
It's upsetting.
It's very upsetting. Life is upsetting. But you know what? You got to look on the bright side and really
I heard there was,
live.
I heard there was people downstairs, bloggers were coming to the cellar, recording what comics were saying to fucking turn them in.
Turn them in.
Yeah, to
seriously?
Kind of, yeah, I heard that happened.
Yeah.
They kicked out one guy, had a whole joke, had a whole book of jokes that he had written down everybody's jokes from the show.
Yeah.
And then someone sent me a video of all these French comedians that are just doing people's acts.
Les incompetents.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's the Wild West, man.
But I love this club. I love this club because they take care of us.
I watched Val take someone's notebook and right in front of their face rip out all the pages of their notebook.
Wow. That's
right in front of their fucking face. And this person just like took it because she was right. She's like, we don't let that happen. He was like, I'm sorry. And then she just right out of the fucking book.
I was on stage at the Pussycat doing my hour last week and someone took their phone out and the lady literally went, erase that right now.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, I love you.
And
I love you.
What's going to happen with that video? I don't understand what their goal is with the video. Why can't you can't just sit and have a good time? Like, where does the video go?
There was a study that I just saw today that what happens with these videos and what happens with your phone, it's the same thing as doing cocaine. It releases the happy drug.
Hey, endorphins.
Out of your brain.
Pheromones.
It releases that.
Yeah.
So for that minute that you... The excitement that you get from getting that video and watching it or showing it to somebody, it releases that happy drug into you and it makes you feel good.
Sure.
So it's these cell phones and social media and all this shit that we're doing. We're literally turning our kids into cocaine addicts.
Yeah.
And
dangerous.
Teenagers with this.
And they're built like slot machines. All of them are slot machines. The colors, you can change the color of the front of your phone. You can make it so it's like black and white. So if you take it, they say a strategy for looking at your phone less is to make it, it's a certain mode that makes your phone black and white, takes away all the color. You don't want to look at it. It becomes, after a while, it's a certain mode, and you can look it up.
My guy that's supposed to be looking up is going, this is what he went,
it's called boring mode. Yeah. Mike's been on it for 2 years.
So you can take it. And
that's
make
what
it,
you want your fucking web. Right. The guy who's supposed to be producing the show went,
It's actually his face on his phone.
This is a fun conversation.
That's an interesting thought.
I'll try to get the rest of the information so I don't just put random words in here.
Just fucking go with the flow.
Yeah.
I don't really think you're boring, Mike. I had a good one locked and loaded. I needed to sign it to somebody.
What mode is it?
It's the truth.
You take it, and it makes you want to look at it less. So, and I did it.
It's a picture
I did it for,
of me, actually. That,
it's a picture.
Right. You put that front
yikes.
Center.
Yikes.
Picture of Jay's new tits. And then.
I want to see him.
Yeah, me too.
No, you can't. We can't see
him. Is it black and white? Or is it
it's
like,
black and white. Okay. And basically, it's
black.
It's a certain mode.
My nipples are like this. So, you know,
really?
No.
Oh. My wife's tits, to
like
go back
couch,
to your tits,
sure.
I think we're going to have to get them redone. I'm
really?
Starting to. Yeah, I call her lefty now.
You know, like a chameleon has those two eyes? It's like that, like the nipples.
With two eyes.
Are you the only person in there with fake boobs?
Where?
In the room. Do you have those are real? Those are real. God bless America.
Prove it.
Just kidding. I know that Gabby knew nobody was talking about her boobs.
Definitely not me.
She really does. She has Doogie Howser tits.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That was a compliment.
Well, if that's the case, then Doogie Howser has great tits.
Does your brother have bigger boobs than you now? Because that would be kind of annoying, probably.
No.
He's a
guy now.
Yeah, I know.
It's a guy now.
Did he have like the top surgery and all that stuff?
Oh, no, he's 16. He has no tits. Okay. Tits don't run in our family.
He's 16. He is beautiful. And he's mine. Not really. It's just a song.
All right, good.
You can find it on Deep Discount.
I know a lot of trans men that had like double D's before they transitioned. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I have a couple friends like that, too.
They got to chop them off. Yep. Paper shredder.
Crazy. Give them to me.
I hated the look of this phone so much that I went back to the color. I was like, I don't care if I'm addicted. I can't look at the phone this way.
Really?
Yeah. I tried it for like a week.
I was thinking about it today. I'm addicted to my phone.
I was with my son
the other day, baby, like not babysitting. That's my kid, just with my kid. Fucking piece of shit, I am. Yeah. I really am just a hunk of garbage.
Putting in your time, I get it.
Punching the clock.
Well, it's funny because I was listening to Jim and Sam show. Jim and Sam, and they were talking about Chrissy D.
Mm. Him and I texted about this.
And El Presidente came in from Barstool.
Yeah,
who I'm a fan of too.
Dennis Martinez?
No. Dave Portnoy. Is that it? How do you say it?
Sorry.
What's his name? How do you say his last name, Jared?
I think it's Portnoy.
Portnoy, yeah. Exactly. Dave Portnoy. What is it? Dave Portnoy? Yeah, that's it. Portnoy. El Presidente.
Fucking Portnoy.
He's the owner of Barstool, which is an amazing story. I mean, these guys are killing it. They're fucking funny. They don't give a fuck. I love Dave's pizza reviews. I think I watched every single one of them. And he came on. I was so excited because it was Chrissy D and Jim and Sam and El Presidente. I was like, Well, he came in and, you know, he doesn't give a fuck. He was like, they were talking about kids and he goes, yeah, I fuck kids. I hate kids. Kids suck. And Chris is like, you know, Chris loves his daughter. Yeah, yeah. You know, he loves his kid. And he's like, I like my kid. I mean, you know. And he's like, yeah, they're fucking annoying. They take up your time. You can't go on vacation. They shit. You pick up shit. Everything that Dave was saying was absolutely true. As a father, I'm like, yes, 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 yes. But I know, but you love your kid. You know what I mean?
It's your kid.
It's your kid.
You don't like other people's kids.
He was like, yeah. He goes, fuck kids. And Chris was like, well, I'm just a better person than you. And I was like, oh, shit. You know, it was pretty, you know, it didn't go as expected. Mm. Let's just put it that way. Because Chrissy's such a sweet kid.
Of course.
And, you know, he loves his daughter. But this guy was like, fuck that. I got divorced. He's like, you're not going to have kids. You hate kids, right?
I love kids. What are you talking about?
Well, you told me you hate them.
No, I'm
off the
kid.
Air. You know, you can say it.
Your kids. I don't want to fuck a kid.
Happy poopy.
It was really, what did you guys talk about? What did he say to you?
No, you told the kid thing.
Yeah.
He's like, I like kids.
Yeah, well, look, I don't think a parent, look, you love your kid. There's something that happens when you choose to be a dad. I chose to be a dad. At 44.
Dude, kids are like farts. Exactly. You love the smell of your own farts. Mm-hmm.
And they you have to take a shit.
Yeah. There you go.
But it is...
You don't like other people's farts. Someone else farts. You're like, get the fuck out. What are you doing?
Kids are fucking tough,
but
man.
But you smell yours, you go, yeah, I love the smell of my own brand.
Yeah. I would love to... Man, if I was single right now, my God, would my life... I'd still be in the city. I'd still be in my cool-ass fucking apartment that
I had. You think about that?
I think about... Dude, I had a duplex on 47th and 9th. I had a shower that all of us could fit in.
Really?
5 shower heads. I had a fucking...
10 hands.
Fucking... Dude, it was unbelievable.
The buttholes.
Brand new kitchen.
That was a great
my apartment was the shit.
Remember that old Louis joke?
What's that?
It's, I can't imagine my life without my kids. He's like, that's all I do at all, ever.
Yeah, I mean, you think about back in the day. Sure. I mean, I'd stay up all night playing Xbox on my fucking massive TV. Mm. My wife would be down. My chick would be downstairs sleeping.
Hanging.
Just out. She'd come up middle of the night, get a snack. We'd go to the deli. Yeah. I'd get some grub. Fucking 3 in the morning. We'd go to the diner down the street. Ugh. Sleep until fucking 11. Get lunch, take a nap at 4 to 6.
You can still do lunch.
I know.
Yeah.
Twice.
I know, but all
you
the
still
meals.
Do snacks and lunch.
Oh,
with the kid.
I know.
Second lunch, third lunch.
Fuck, I didn't fucking forget that. I wish I forgot that part. Yeah,
do you really like kids, or do you just say that because you know women get turned off?
No, I want like a normal kids. Life. You know, you want to have when the time is right. No. You know, but then, you know, there's also the when is the time right, you know?
Well, for me, it was 44.
That's not a bad
43. Age. I tried for a year. Maybe 42.
Do you feel like an older dad or do you feel of age?
You know, because your brain doesn't get old. You're still the same fuck. I mean, yeah, physically. But I still, like yesterday, I took Max out in the backyard and I taught him how to light a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he a Bills fan?
I love Joe.
I love you. I love all you guys. Gavin, are you mad at me? I'm getting such a bad
I'm
vibe.
I'm not mad at you. Why do you think I'm mad at you?
Mike, are you mad about that zinger I had?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, great. All right, cool.
I just want to say that one of the audience members looks like my father, my real father.
Really?
Yeah, your dad is fucking hot.
Not her.
Oh.
Dude, you look like my dad.
What are you? Are you Italian or Puerto Rican? What are you?
Did you say you looked like a Mexican woman about an hour ago?
No, he does.
Yeah. Oh.
Is the mic on? I want to know what that guy is.
Zach, that mic's not on.
He looks like Aaron Hernandez.
Go ahead.
No, I can't.
Go ahead.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Yeah, we'll have to remain a mystery.
Steal that one.
Why would it be on?
The ghost of Aaron Hernandez.
Why would it
just
be
get
on?
Close and personal? Yeah.
Why would that?
What's
mic
going
be
on, guys?
Just role play here in Hernandez since we're talking about it. What would he say?
He looks. You look like my biological father a little bit. If you grew a mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he always chewed gum too. You're chewing your gum like my real dad. Yeah. No, like that. I swear to God, I'm just saying. You know, he's a good looking guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look like him.
No, 100% Italian.
Oh, yeah, he was Italian too.
Ooh.
Yeah, the nose gave it away.
Look at his fucking, look at his big fucking I need nose. Dough hands. What do you do for work, dude?
I'm a mailman.
What's your name?
Vinny.
Vinny.
Vinny the mailman.
Are you wearing shorts, Vinny?
No.
I feel like mailmen wear shorts all year round.
Do you wear like that weird like jungle safari hat
no,
that male people
that's
wear?
Curious George stuff. No. I don't do that.
No.
One more letter goes to that kid's school in the fucking oven. You're gonna go head first. I combine mailman with Italians.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Well, mailman, 23 years.
Wow.
Wait.
You got to be close to retirement, right?
How old
right?
are you? You've been a mailman for 23 years?
No, 30 years
Holy
they do.
Shit.
30 years. He'll do
that's close. You look amazing. How old are you?
44.
Holy
that's
shit.
That's fucking 7 more years.
Dude, you look like 26.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
You do.
Kids.
Yeah, 7 more years, right?
Yeah.
And then you're retired.
Minimum retirement.
What do you get full?
62.
At 62, if you retire at 62,
yeah,
you'll get a full retirement.
Yeah,
are you going to work that? Are you going
to
do that?
I have to. I got 3 kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
But what a great job. That's the one thing about us comics.
Mm.
We're done in our 60s, guys. You're either going to a boat or you get a big gig, some show, or some deal, and you make your fucking chunk, put it in the bank. Either you make it big or you're fucking, we're done at 60.
Yeah, that's depressing.
Yeah, it's sad as shit. Not this guy. He's got a state job that he's going to get fucking paid for the rest of his life. Federal.
Yeah.
Even
yeah,
better.
You guys get me through, man. Listen.
Did you ever hook up with someone
stuff.
As you're dropping
yeah?
me off?
Oh.
So old give me some of that retirement.
Yeah.
Get a cut.
Wait. Yeah, let me get a cut when
but
I'm fucking...
podcast must have like changed the game for being a mailman.
You have no idea how much you want to go postal, and that's the way they treat them. Yeah,
but why though? Can Berkowitz. I ask a question? Why? I mean, you guys are just walking a mailman. You get the mail,
right.
You put it in a bag or a truck. You drive around. Everybody kind of says hi and loves you.
Two words: right? Dogs.
Well, you watch a lot of those.
That's one word.
Oh yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Right,
you
like, did
those
you ever
holiday commercials where you see the guy walk up with the package?
Yeah.
And it's not like.
Did you ever hook up with someone? On
I
your
love my mailman.
No, but really? I can tell you, I've walked in on an affair.
Oh,
wow. You delivered to Bobby's house?
No, listen to this.
Sorry.
Like you walked over to.
That's a joke, Don. It's a joke. I'm
we
kidding.
We haven't fucking banged in a little bit. All right, my pecker's
like
fucking steaming with passion.
Like you
try
to stick something in the mail slot and it's someone's asshole's right there. So it's like, you know.
That would be his house.
Yeah,
I got a nice hot passionate pecker. You're right.
It's a passion joke. A joke.
What
are you looking at me? Now you're making me feel bad. Now I think everyone's mad at me. It was a joke. It was a good one.
You think everybody's mad at you every time you're on the show?
I know. I got to have a double Allen set.
Don't piss
foot
off
hurts.
The mailman, guys. Come on.
Right. It'd be funny if you just lost it right now. Listen to me!
I'm telling about my fucking affair.
What do you got?
No, I had a certified letter, and I rang the doorbell.
Yeah.
And she answered the door.
Right.
Like 9-something in the morning.
Yeah.
She answered the door, and walking down the stairs, come a guy getting dressed, and she puts on her wedding ring and signs for it, and she's on the phone with the guy when they still used house phones.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, honey, here it is. I'm signing for it now.
Oh, my Lord.
My
what did you say?
God.
Suck my dick or I tell.
Good luck.
Rain, sleet, or snow.
I would have been like, listen.
or adultery.
Matt, maybe you keep that bedroom door open for a little little more.
Then she say,
maybe I won't, you know.
You know, if you keep
get
this
talking.
Secret, I got something for you, too. You know, and then, you know, that sort of
got
shit.
Got a better one.
Oh.
I was delivering one day on a Friday afternoon, and this beautiful home. Moving trucks. They didn't say anything to me. They were moving out. Guy goes to me, here. He gave me $100. He said, you didn't see anything. I said, why? Because my wife's up in Vermont with her girlfriends skiing. He cleaned the whole house. He left a bar stool and an old rotary phone.
Nice.
Pictures of her having the affair and the divorce papers.
Wow. Shit.
That's fucking
that guy
great.
Had a flair for the dramatic.
Yeah.
Right?
I want to be honest
my
with
God,
you right
Danielle
now.
Steele.
If I went home and my wife and kid were gone and she met some fucking rich dude.
You're dancing in the hallways.
I am fucking, I'm ordering a pie, and I'll hook her, and I'm gonna call every girl I know that I used to bang, I'm gonna Uber, fly,
whatever the fuck it takes to get these girls there, and we're going down.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to fuck in that
What's
day.
Going on at Bobby's?
I'm going to use
that. The worst day of his life.
That fucking.
Could have fooled me.
I'm fucking, dude. Oh, my. I don't know what it means to be alone. Except, look, I go to a hotel, of course.
Sure.
But a hotel, there's something happens to you when you go to the hotel. I get a little depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that big bed by yourself, you know?
Yeah.
God. It's all over, dude. It's just all memories. Just me getting milked.
Just the milking.
Have more kids.
Huh?
Have more kids.
Oh. For what?
Make your life
to spend more money? Fuck you.
I'm stuck till 62.
Fuck that. That's what people with more kids say. Have more kids. Be like me. Fucking, hey. No, I'm not. I have one kid. If it fucks him up, then he's going to have to deal with it. Either he's going to be a serial killer or fucking Einstein.
You won't have any more kids.
No, fuck that.
Done. Look at that guy's hands. You're right. Here's
I mean, not with my wife.
Dude, are you like a boxer or something?
And I told you that. I already said that. You're saying like you're acknowledging it.
I'm sorry.
I said he had fat fucking dough fingers.
It's like it looks like a baby mic in his hands.
Yeah, you don't want those fingers in your asshole. He'll fucking mush out one of your roids out of your nose.
You'll be able to sit for a week.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if my girl, if I caught my wife cheating on me, or if she left me for another guy, I don't think I'd hate her. I wouldn't be like, fuck you and fuck that. I'd be like, all right, you're probably right.
Mm.
You're probably right. You probably did the right thing.
Good on you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm proud.
Get it.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I understand.
You made the right decision. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I slept alone the last two nights. She slept in the bed with him. Because he was like having, you know, he was waking up and he was sick or whatever, but I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, move the fuck on. God, I miss getting my dick touched. I guess it's better because I probably would have gotten in trouble.
I can touch your dick, buddy.
Go ahead.
Well, you're far away right now, but I'm saying after the show, I'd be happy to.
All right.
Rub it. Kiss it. Whatever you're into.
Not in a gay way, just, you know.
Yeah, and two
a
buddies.
Nice touch. Two
what
friends.
Is gay?
What's wrong with that?
Help
what
me
is,
out.
What's wrong
you
with
know,
that?
So funny, too. Just, nobody cares about gay anymore. Nobody cares about any of that shit anymore.
Under the table handshake.
Encouraged.
Isn't it? It's like nobody gives a fuck.
Go.
No, it's the gay pride parade. Yeah, okay, cool, let's go. I don't care. Like, that used to be like, what? You either heard, let's go. Oh, good for them, or fuck that. Now
those
it's
are
like,
the most fun parties.
The fuck that parties?
No, the... Oh. Yeah, those Klan rallies were the best. No.
Let's go throw rocks.
We used to go to the gay pride parade every year, because my buddy used to have an apartment right above like the street.
An ass eating party?
Just everyone licking asshole. It was great. But they had a bidet.
A table of breath
clean
mints.
Off. Yeah.
Breath but, mints.
little, that was for the way out.
Lysol for the tongue.
Little elastic fingerlets.
Yeah.
I just made up a new word.
Crisco.
Fingerlets.
I don't care. Gay bars are more fun than straight bars any day of the week.
Why?
It's true. Totally true.
Why is that true?
I don't know.
Well, you got to know why. You can't just say that.
There's just no inhibitions. People are losing their minds.
How do you
know?
Yeah,
but that's the thing, though. No inhibitions now. That's a hashtag me too, though.
What?
Well, women feel safer. No inhibitions. It's like everyone's getting crazy. Everyone's touching each other and kissing.
No, in like a straight bar, guys are just depressed, drinking, saying, shut up, I'm watching the game. But in a gay bar, it's just like, you know.
Well, everyone's dancing.
Right.
Well, Joe, what you're saying, like the issue right now, I think, is that we're as open sexually as we've ever been.
Yes.
But we are also more angry about feeling uncomfortable than we've ever been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can't have both. You can't be like, let's do it all, and then all of a sudden be like, I didn't like how that felt. And it's
you
like,
can't sex
then,
shame.
Yeah.
You can't sex shame somebody or slut shame.
Sure.
So you can't, don't slut shame me. I should be able to do whatever the fuck I want.
Please do.
But wait a minute. I don't like that. what you just did. Wait a minute. Yeah. Like they
wait
slut. I feel like they slut shame Louie.
To a degree.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, that's an embarrassing write-up he had. The one thing about all this is I can't stop reading them. I'll read any hookup story now. I can't. I just want to know what people are doing. Like the Aziz thing.
I filled up.
The idea.
Halfway through, I filled
the
up.
The idea that he is taking his fingers, putting it in a woman's mouth, and then touching her vagina. Like quilling. Like he's writing a fucking. He's taking a quill. He's on his tippy toes. Taking the quill of his pen quill up top, dipping into the mouth and then going down low and going, I've come to make you come today.
Fucking Jared.
I spent a fortnight down in your vagina. I've been writing down here. Oh, hold on. Out of ink. Let me go back to the dip, dip, dip. Back to the vagina.
I like vagina. Quilling.
Quilling. That's quilling. What he was doing.
Is that? Did you make that up?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I've dubbed it quilling. Because I read that and I was like, I can't believe the move. Like, take out the, you know, how she felt. I, you know, I don't have an opinion on that. Whatever. Yeah. But just hearing these sex moves, you're like, wow. I haven't even seen that in porn. Bitch. Her mouth to her vagina?
Oh, fucking Christ.
It's a good move. I bet that, I bet you could Google it. There's some porn.
Yeah. There's guy. I mean, there's porn for, yeah.
There's
course.
Probably like an Aziz porn now. There's like a guy that looks like Aziz doing the thing.
Just quilling all day. I just can't believe, don't you like hearing these things? Don't you like hearing?
You think there's a Louis
porn?
Louis porn. Well,
it was
just
a mess on his chest.
Just a redhead. Hey, how you doing, Kathy?
Just him with hardened cum on his chest hair? Oh.
I think there probably is.
Gotta be.
No way.
Chest hair. That's a good prostate if he's hitting the chest hair.
Just popping up.
Mine fucking dribbles out now.
Really?
Yeah, mine comes like this.
Like a stroke?
It doesn't even hit my body. It just drips on my dick.
You come like the right side of Keith Robinson. All right, too bad. That was too bad.
You got stroke cum?
dribble. Dude, I didn't jerk off for 3 weeks.
Why?
Because
I have a child. There's kid toys in my shower.
He does it for you?
No. Oh. What the fuck?
Sorry.
The kid toys Happy poopy. In my shower. You Happy can't poopy. Whack
no,
off.
I'm not going to jerk off of my kid's fucking Spider-Man.
I'd be wiping it off the fucking little ducky with my foot.
No, plus my kid will run in. Dad.
He can run into the shower while he doesn't know?
Well, no, but he fucking doesn't. He's a four. He doesn't know. I'm like, get out of here.
He's not that hot. He's a four. You don't have to be
just
so mean.
Just come in.
Yeah, you have a hotel room, though, to yourself every weekend.
Well, I didn't jerk off for a couple weeks on the road. I was home for a couple weeks. So when I got to the hotel this time, I mean, Jesus Christ. I the 2 hours to Hartford, I was just, got in. As soon as I got to the hotel room, I got a couple of the face cloths. I got my iPad Pro, the 12-inch, not the 10. Yeah. I fucking went right to Clitty.com. Fucking skimmed through a couple things.
What's your website of choice?
Clitty.com.
Clitty.com.
Yeah, mine's comedianjoelist.com. All my dates are on there.
Joe took a copy of one of the Louis checks. He just looked at that.
He just jerks off on his Rolex he got.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Of course you did. Fucking, hey, Bob, want to go on the tour? I do. All right, never call me. Bring Joe. Anyways.
This isn't Steven.
Hashtag Allen.
I know, whatever. Steven Allen. Yeah, I jerked
First
off.
First host of the Tonight Show.
Who?
Steve Allen. Yeah.
I jerked off.
You can buy that on deepdiscount.com. Steve Allen episodes.
I jerked off. It shot over my. It hit my left shoulder.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, good for you.
Fucking juicy.
Wow.
Why did it go wide?
Yeah.
I just went fucking.
It went left.
Now we know the curvature of Bobby's dick.
Like Scott Sisson.
Sisson. I was so happy.
Did you mark it like a javelin throw? You know, like that's where it is. That's where it landed.
He has a little piece of tape in the bathroom.
It's supposed to go straight up. You get like a hook shot.
Yeah, I had my mouth open. I was sitting there. Fucking how disappointed I was.
He's got a gonzo nose dick.
I shacked it.
I'm even getting sick of jerking off though. Cleaning up is I'm getting sick of it. It's like ugh.
That's why the shower's great.
Yeah, I'm too late. I went to bed.
That's the thing I'm really not looking
forward to. I fell
asleep
with a face cloth wrapped around my cock like a mummy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I dribble out like a little later. I didn't.
And then you get like you have like the nap afterwards.
I went to bed. I had to do radio.
Is your sex drive? Do you still have sex drive?
Do I have sex drive, dude? Yeah. I will fucking dude. Yes.
Mine has gone down.
Yes.
I mean, I still jerk off 8 times a day.
Because you're married, dude.
I think it's just age or something.
No, it's
I was
marriage.
Hanging out with a group of girls, and one of them had like no bra and like a t-shirt. She would lean down.
Yeah.
I could see her full tit.
Mm-hmm. Were
it
you
did
into
nothing
it?
For me.
Nothing?
I was like, it's a tit. Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do? A tit.
I think the problem with men is that we never age out of confidence. Like, we never age out of that.
Well, tell
what
us
do
about
mean?
This blog.
I've never had confidence in my life.
Tell us about this
I've
blog
never aged
you wrote
confidence.
4 years
saying,
ago that you want to recreate
well,
right now.
I'm just saying. This is called women, older women hate themselves.
Tell us about episode 42 of the fucking J-Train,
J-Train
Patreon.
Patreon. This is Patreon post number 7.
Guys, we age
what
out
do you mean
of
by,
confidence. What did you
what
say?
What do you mean by older? 50, 60?
60-year-old yeah. women.
What did you
like,
just say that you
know,
made sound like you just made it up, but you've
we
thought about
I don't know. I have thought about this. We just never age. Older men still like look at a woman like I'm a dude. She's gonna want me. Yeah.
I've never felt that way once ever.
Never?
In my life. My wife, the night of our wedding, I was like, "Would
you
gotta
bring this up with Alan?"
I feel like,
really?
Sorry.
Really?
Well, not. I mean, that's an exaggeration.
You're
hyperbole.
A good-looking guy, Joe.
Thank you. Well, I got teeth, the forehead, the herpes, the OCD. I got some problems.
I mean, now you're not,
Joe. You didn't like kill. You didn't come back from like killing Madison Square Garden. And you weren't like, I am fucking tonight?
Well, I'm married to a comedian, so it's like, she's not...
She wasn't turned on by that?
I don't think so.
Come on.
I don't know.
Yeah, she but Jerry, you're a different guy, dude. You're a stiff
man. I think that's a lot of guys.
No,
you walk off
listen,
stage, you just
Jared,
that's an accomplishment, it's a major milestone.
But she does
Jared,
comedy.
You're a different fucking guy. You have to acknowledge it. You have to look at Joe. He's a different type of guy than you.
Sure. But
I mean,
I'm saying
so you can't no, wait
but
a
we
second.
All have confidence.
No,
we all
dude,
have
no,
egos.
You can't fucking put that shit. You can't throw your fucking your confidence is oh, something else, dude. He's not he fucking thinks everybody's mad at him.
What do you think, young lady?
You know what I mean? You're,
Madison
you,
Square
you,
Garden, would you bang me?
Dude, you pride yourself huh? on your look.
Yeah. I don't Thank pride you. Myself. I
Are
just...
you fucking out of your mind?
Robert, she said
do you
should
follow
bang
your
me.
Own Instagram?
That's not you, about a look.
Dude, you pour water on yourself. Fuck you. Check go fuck you.
This is called playing off the... This is a joke.
Yes. Dude, no, it's not. It's fucking... And I've seen your crowd. It's all smoking hot chicks. You're a good-looking Listen. Guy. You're a confident guy. You fucking care... You care about the way you look.
Keep
you have a very
going.
Popular Patreon. I mean, dude...
The way
no.
you're saying this implies that I don't have those things.
You don't.
I have a Patreon. I got a Patreon.
Not as good as his.
That lady said she would love to have sex with me before herpes.
Before herpes.
After MSG.
Yeah, but she's married.
I'm married too.
Are you married? No, don't you have a boyfriend?
No. Uh-oh, here we go.
This is all hype.
She just got
call
hot.
It,
yeah, see what I just did?
What's the word?
Joe, shut up. Back up for a second. No.
What about Friedman over here?
Too much trouble, but, right?
Yeah, you're like frat boy.
He's high maintenance,
see,
right?
See, somebody don't like the frat.
But I'm okay with that.
I'll tell you what it is though. She if after the show you talk to her, you could you guys
I could break
you,
through that.
You could break through
I
that.
Think I could break through that.
You could break through it because you just let her know that you're not a piece you're a
someone,
good guy.
Someone commented on my Instagram today.
Yeah.
They tagged their friend, they're like, listen to his podcast. The first few minutes you're gonna hate him. He's a total fucking douche.
Yeah.
But get through that, then you'll be okay.
No,
and I was like, that is like fucking no. relax.
Yeah, that's what I tell everybody about you. I just give him 5-10 minutes.
5-10?
Yeah. No.
Break through.
No, yeah, you could definitely if in this room, can I ask you a question? In this room, out of all the men in this room.
Not counting me.
Hold on.
No, counting Jay. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm open to it. What the hell, right? It's been a slow
hold,
month.
Hold on, before you answer this, let me see how big your fingers are.
Oh, they're good.
Let me see those nails.
Yeah, let me see. Let me see what type of finger
those?
We're dealing with.
Wait a minute. You don't stick fingers in asses?
No.
All right, forget it. We're out.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
God,
yeah,
I'm out. I'm out. Just
wait. What was the question?
All right. The question is:
would you mind if someone else did while you were blowing me?
Does it matter?
The question is this: in this room, out of all the men, not on the couch, talking about over here, okay, Zach, not included.
Who's Zach?
Why? Wait, so these two.
Who the fuck is Zach? Yeah.
We're talking about all the comics over here. Mike is included. Zach is pedestrian. We're talking the comedians right here. In order. Well, whatever you want to call it. I would say make love. Sexual encounter,
can we get
passion.
This young lady a microphone, for God's sake?
No matter who you choose, there'll be a lot of crying at the end.
Come over here. Come over
we
here.
Take our shirts off?
Yeah, come over here. Come over here. What is this thing? What is this thing on the outside? What is this outer jacket?
Yeah.
It's a very, like very beautiful jacket.
Thank you.
Jacket.
On the floor.
It's a shirt. No. It's a chemise.
What is it, a chemise?
Banging you wasted.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it.
I would definitely bang Bobby because you seem like you'd be amazing and fun.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
And then,
she's called me the fat chick, by the way.
That's okay.
You'd be fun.
No.
Yeah, you'd go down on her for a long time.
I would.
Passionate Bobby.
Passionate Bobby. Yeah.
You're
right. Okay.
You
gotta
give me credit. Okay. And definitely after Madison Square Garden. Pre-herpes.
Thank you. Only, yeah. Only garden.
That's awesome.
That's all I got going for me is the garden.
And Mike is not involved.
No. Sorry.
I've never seen more honesty in a no in my entire life.
You're lost, bitch. All right.
Hey, come on.
Jesus.
No, come on.
Hey. Come on.
What?
Don't call hand my
job.
Kids. Take
hand
that
job.
Back. Apologize.
I'm sorry.
That's our fan.
Around. We're playing around. Right?
And by the way, I love how he said that like he's never been rejected by a woman before. Please.
I haven't, actually, because I've been married for like 15 years.
15?
Well, I've been with her for forever.
So. Wow. Hand job, though? You wouldn't give him a hand job?
No, a hand job is more intimate.
Not forever.
You could close your eyes.
Mike's getting uncomfortable.
What is it, prison? What is this? What the fuck is she locked up in Papillon? Yeah.
Two-finger hand job.
But this?
Just a little...
That?
Yeah.
A little hook job?
Yeah.
Hand job, blow job, or fucking, what would you get?
Of all the three?
Yep.
Blow job.
Joe.
What do you mean?
If you have a choice between a hand job, a blow job,
can we remove her
fucking...
out of the situation? Because
she's
getting uncomfortable
now.
She's not in the situation.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not
any
talking
girl.
About her anymore.
Oh, all right. I was like, this is getting weird. Sex I prefer, obviously.
Nobody's famous enough in this room to be taken down. You can do whatever you want, Joe.
But obviously sex is better than those. What are you talking about?
No, a blow job.
A blow job is better than sex? What are you insane?
Okay, that's your choice. But what would you pick? Sex?
What's the situation? Who says blowjob is better than sex?
Me.
Like
that's insane.
That is not insane.
Man can give you a blowjob.
Yeah, but so can a woman. What do?
Or both.
I'm taking a blowjob over
sex. That's why he's saying it's better.
Yeah. Wow, all right. Sex is way, way better. That's not even close to me.
The reason why I would take a blowjob is because the reason why you would is because there's less consequences in a blowjob. You have sex.
All the coming, none of the babies.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is a fantasy, I thought.
Yes.
I thought you were saying, what do you like better? I'm factoring
I'm
in
fantasy.
An IUD situation.
If you could
no
get
herpes.
right now in the other room, a blowjob, handjob, or fuck, what would you do?
I'd take fuck. I want the other person to enjoy it, to have some face to face. I want to feel connected. I want to see the tips. Plus, a pussy is warm and it's
warm.
Fucking.
So is a mouth.
Oh, you're talking like it's a ham.
But it could be teeth.
You know what?
Involved.
I'm back in. I'm back in. I'm back in.
Sex is better. Then the person, you're having an intimate moment. You know what I mean? It's like podcasting. It's very nice.
The best
it's
sex
like
I ever
podcasting.
Had. Best
Thank
sex
you,
I ever had with a chick from Manchester, New Hampshire. The best sex I ever had, and we never had intercourse. We did so
just everything
much,
else.
Everything else. It was so.
She milked you three times.
Oh. So good.
I'd take spit in the mouth over any of them.
Ugh, what the fuck?
You said it enough to,
ugh,
it to be
what
true.
What if she just had a hot dog?
What do you mean? I love ketchup is my favorite.
Fucking mustardy ketchup
spit.
Oh,
a girl spitting ketchup into my mouth?
When does the spit in the mouth happen? At what point in the sexual experience is that going down?
Right this after she finishes blowing
right.
me.
Well,
she
I'm
takes
done.
A swig of ketchup.
Yeah, well, but, you know, this has gone south. You know, I tried to bring up interesting topics, newsworthy stuff.
Ketchup
we all,
spit.
This is all this is
man,
all just dirty talk.
A little Thousand Island dressing?
Dirty
ketchup.
Talk, and I blame you, fucking Jared.
Why?
Because you're a dirty talk person.
What about cum and ketchup? We call it Thousand Islands, and then she spits it right in your asshole, and then
buddy,
you eat it out of my asshole.
I'm going to throw up. Will you stop?
Tuesdays with Stories. Every Tuesday, it's free. Yeah.
Joe
on
iTunes.
Do.
Joe
should
doesn't
be free.
Have sex toys. He has a condiment rack.
Jay, what do you got, Jay?
Not much. I'm new here, so I have a lot next month, but I haven't really.
Well, you should come back on now that you're in town.
Yeah, totally.
You going to be around?
Absolutely. I'm here for good now.
Good. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah.
I knew you were leaving. You went to fucking L.A. I was like, whoa, bad. Didn't I tell you not to do it?
I don't think so.
Oh, all right.
You said later.
You're thinking of Lewis.
Yeah. I wish I never made that move.
I know, you blew it for everybody.
Lewis would have been in L.A. and he would have been a fucking Mexican by now.
Totally into the scene.
He would have been, he would have had some.
Just.
He would have been in L.A.
He was going to move there?
Dude, a week away from moving to L.A.
Really?
Moving in, he was going to be with Nate Bargatze, and I talked him out of it, and he stayed.
You think he's happy?
Fucking! Why wouldn't he be happy?
Yeah,
he's got a beautiful
older.
Son.
Got a studio, dude.
He's got a whole empire.
Got a new girl. Lewis is in love. Have you seen?
Oh, I've heard.
Oh my
I've seen the posts.
And they're happy.
Yeah, they seem happy.
Oh, my God. They're fucking roller skating together or something. I don't know. Skateboarding.
Yeah.
Yeah. They love each other. He's in love. He's actually mellowed out a little bit. He's nice now. So
he's in love.
Maybe it was the right choice. All right. So Jay, what's your Twitter?
Jay McBride. J-A-Y-E McBride.
Very funny comedian. Take you on the road, me. So if you want to go.
JayMcBride.com.
All right, cool. What do you got besides everything?
Nothing. I do the J Train podcast every Tuesday and Friday. I also have a new podcast.
When am I coming back on?
I want you back on immediately.
Immediately?
I got to get you back.
I want you back.
I want you back.
What are you wearing?
Those are sweatpant overalls. You can go to thegreatfantastic.co and check them out. A friend of mine got into the sweatpant overall business, and they are the most comfortable thing. That is Sunday on a stick right there. Most comfortable thing you've ever put on your body. Coming blue and gray. We gave them to Liz, the whole crew downstairs. Alicia, Esty, we gave them all pairs of the overalls.
I can't wear them.
You couldn't wear them?
I don't know. They make my size?
Yeah, we'll get you in some.
You sure?
You want some?
I do.
Okay, good.
I want a pair.
Okay, I'll make that happen.
Your last time I wore overalls, dungaree. Remember the dungaree ones?
Of course.
I wore them.
You were in
waitress
that game.
She was around, I don't know, 48, 50.
Yeah.
Maybe 53-year-old waitress downstairs to Antoinette.
Yeah.
Bobby. I was over going to the 6 train.
Yeah.
At 2 in the morning. 3 in the morning after the cellar closed. I hear Bobby. I went, it's Antoinette in a vestibule smoking a cigarette. I was in those. Dungaree. No underwear. She goes, come here. I walk over. She goes, what do you got under there?
No way.
Just reaches in and grabbed my pecker.
No way.
I took it out, socked it in a vestibule over by the fucking Astor
this
place.
This is why everyone needs overalls.
Dude.
This is why.
Sexiest thing ever.
Really?
I just remember her fucking hot cigarette breath on it. Bobby, you like that? You like that,
wow.
Bobby?
How old was she?
She's going to be like 58.
She alive still?
No, she's dead.
Dead.
She's dead. She's dead.
She listen just to
me. How'd she die?
She just got wet in her grave.
Fucking age. Fucking dead, Bobby. I'll see you later.
She got herpes from a comic outside the
cell. Dude.
Love that cigarette talk.
Dude.
Bobby.
I was literally going down the... Bobby! I was like, I thought it was a friend of mine from Boston.
Wow.
Bobby, it's Mikey O. I look over, it's Antoinette. Come
here. You're wicked funny tonight, Bobby.
When she goes, what do you got in there?
I love
she
that.
She just reached in and grabbed it. What do you got, kid?
When you hear that, then you get a little. You get a little timid. You get a little timid. You're like, I have a penis.
I didn't get timid.
No, you're like,
nah. It was fucking.
There's
sexy,
a cock.
Sexy Bobby.
Yeah.
I go find out what's in there. It's a bag of tricks.
It's all yours.
Check out the magic trick I can do.
It's all yours, Antoinette.
Check that bat out. Grab that bat. Grab that stick. She grabbed it.
Yeah.
Oh, she unhinged that fucking left hook.
There it is.
That little latch.
That latch.
That little. She did it like this.
Nothing funnier and hotter than getting unlatched by a woman.
Oh, unlatched.
Nothing funnier and hotter at the same time.
Good podcast name. Unlatched.
Yeah, she unlatched that fucking left one. Came perfect. Off. Heard that ting. And then she took it out.
Yeah.
I didn't come, though. I was like, all right, I got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I got disgusted.
Just a taste.
I was just looking at her hair. Ugh. I could see the roots. She didn't die for a while.
Yeah. Oof.
It's a rough night for her.
Bobby, come here.
Just needed to see what you tasted like.
What else you got? You got your Patreon too, right?
J-Train. Well, just go to J-Train Podcast, also the U Up Podcast every Thursday. And I'm doing a live podcast in Boston.
Sold out, right?
Not yet.
Almost.
Laugh Boston.
Boom.
On February 7th. So bring a crew. We're gonna
what
do
what night is that?
It's a Wednesday night.
Give me the day.
February 7th, 8 o'clock. And here's what we do. And you've seen the show. Tons of chicks. So if you're a dude out there with a bunch of dudes and want to come out, it's a fun event to bring a crew to. We do live Tinder Bumble makeovers. We take people's profiles, we put them up on the screen, we give them makeovers, make fun of their profile, and then we give dating advice and all this stuff, and then we have a good time. People drink. And
who's going to be on with you?
I don't know yet. We got to get a Boston heavy. I want to get some fun.
Tony V.
That'd be great.
Oh, he's great. He's
Kenny Rogerson.
I'd like to get some like real.
Oh, Tony V's the best.
Maybe some that have seen a social media page before, though.
Lenny Clark. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
So what else?
That's what I got.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you for having me.
What do you got, Joey?
Comedian Joe List. Wow, that's a great website. My God, I look good.
It is good. The guy who did it.
Yeah, I like your site.
Great.
That's me at Radio City Music Hall right there.
Yeah, I should have been there.
Oh, fuck. I got to change that date. Wait, scroll down. I forgot to change these dates. Fuck, I meant to do that. That Stress Factory date has been moved. It's now February 8, 9, and 10. There was a mix-up, not by me. February 8th, 9th, and 10th. I know we have a lot of fans in the tri-state area. February 8, 9, and 10th, New Brunswick, Stress Factory. You know the club. Great club. Please come out to that. And then my favorite club, one of my favorite clubs, April 5th, 6th, and 7th. The 6th is my birthday. I'll be at Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. That club's amazing.
Why is it good?
It's amazing. It's like almost like it's small and intimate, but it's kind of like stadium style. So you're low, and then they kind of go up like that.
I want to get there.
And it's a great college town, and it's just like one of these fucking killer clubs.
Oh, good.
And then you should do Dr. Grin's, too. I'm back there in November.
Yeah.
And then Tuesdays with Stories every Tuesday. It's free. It's fun. It's a
irreverent. Tacoma, you're going to be there. What a great club.
Tacoma
that is.
Comedy Club. I love that. April 26th and 27th.
Great club.
Yeah. But Stress Factory, that's the soonest, newest one.
All right.
And,
great.
I love you. Thank you.
You know, you guys, this weekend, you guys listening live, I don't think they know if there's anybody still up, but I'm going to be at the Chicago Laugh Factory, and then Saturday night I'm at Governor's McGuire's, and then next Wednesday, Valentine's Day, very special, no?
Not yet.
I think I'm working with you on Valentine's Day, actually.
Where?
Somewhere in, like,
no, he's here.
No, it's like Glenn's Falls or some shit like that.
You're at the Fat Black on Valentine's Day as well.
Or maybe it's the 15th? I don't know.
But yeah, January 31st, you have a show at Fat Black?
Okay, yeah, next week, back at Fat Black. I'm going to put the show together this week. Last week we had...
We have Lenny Marcus.
Lenny Marcus.
Bonnie McFarlane. Keith Robinson.
Keith Robinson.
Jeff Dye popped in.
It was an insane show. And then I murdered. Half clean, half dirty. I did around 35 minutes clean, mm-hmm. and then around 30 minutes dirty.
Yep.
Ketchup spit.
Ugh. Right, that's the name of the show.
Some Italian dressing?
It's the grossest thing I've ever heard. Mugubi's Joke House. I'm going Parla Live. I'm going to be in Washington. I'm going to be in Seattle while you're in Tacoma, I think.
What?
Yeah, we should when take a there? Boat and see each other, an eagle.
When are you there? Tacoma and Seattle's like a half-hour ride.
Hour.
45.
20, 40 minutes.
When are you in...
I don't know. I was just saying that. We'll figure it out later.
Why'd you do that?
I am. I'm there. Anyways, go to my website, robertkellylive.com. We have big news coming out. I know there's a bunch of things I'm supposed to say. What am I supposed to say at the end of the show? Didn't we have a list of shit?
Yeah, well, we do the dates, and then we already did all the things. We do the things at the post show.
Oh, sorry. I always forget that. Don't I always say it?
Yeah.
Anyways, this is a great new post show. Gabby, what do you got?
Besides
the flu?
I have the flu. I have a broken foot. I have a couple, you know, bars and basement shows coming up. Just follow me on Instagram.
I saw Gabby stand up.
Oh, yeah.
She's got some funny stuff. She's really working hard.
How long have you been doing it?
Year and a half.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's working hard. So if you have a chance to go see her, go out and support her.
Definitely.
I mean, it's not going to be as funny as me. But it'll be in the environment it's in. It'll be good in whatever ice cream parlor. No, I'm kidding.
Shoe shop.
Yeah, candle fucking store.
Park. Ice cream pot.
I'll be performing at Candle Wicks this weekend at 5 o'clock. And there's another show at midnight where we turn the lights out and light all the candles on.
That would be amazing.
Everybody comes up with their own candle.
And then we talk about racial harmony.
I'm coming up with butterscotch bacon. Not only does my jokes smell good. But
every joke has to relate to butterscotch bacon in some way.
I love bacon so much. It makes me want butterscotch.
I just want to meet someone who likes bacon.
Yeah. I don't trust a guy. I have a thing of butterscotch candy at my friend. And if you don't take one, goodbye.
I'm like your grandma.
It's so empowering.
I'm going to give you a sucker.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. I can't suck on it. I have to bite it. That's like life. I think that's the way
this
I am with life.
This is my set, word for word.
I saw the tape. We're just doing
this
it.
This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bacon and butterscotch.
Why does bacon take so long at the beginning and then get really fast at the end?
It's crazy.
Bacon.
You make it in the microwave. It's one of those few things you can just make. Everyone just accepted that you can make in the microwave. Oh. And no one had a problem with that.
Oh. Have you ever had turkey bacon? Ah, boo.
And vegan bacon? Ah, are you kidding me?
All right, guys, that's all my time. My candle has been...
No, before bacon. That'll be... I'll leave you on this.
Yeah, I'll leave you... Well,
I'll leave you on this.
All right, well, I gotta go, but let me...
The autumn
there's more people.
Kicked in.
You're going to love the rest of this show as much as I love bacon.
God, do I hate when people fucking, the middle guy goes, all right, guys, I got to go. And Robert Kelly's coming up. I told the guy this weekend, I go, don't say my name on stage. He went, what?
It's a weird thing.
I go, do not say, you don't need to tell anybody. They know I'm here.
Yeah.
They get it. There's a photo of me up front. There's flyers. Don't say my name. I go, do your joke. Say goodnight and get the fuck off. Don't bring me up. I hate you if you do that. Pet peeve.
I got one.
Call me by your name. You see that movie?
What? Yeah, I did. What do you got?
15th. I'll be featuring
an awful hairline.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Can we see it?
Oh yeah, it looks. Doesn't you don't know when it ends?
You better hurry and check it out now before
it's like
gone.
This podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is ending quick.
Yeah, it's already gone.
Oh, that fucking dude, grow it, kill it.
I try. It looks terrible both ways.
I'm going to send my buddy Derek to see you. Remember my best man? Remember we hung out? You
yeah.
Guys, the two of you made me late for my own wedding.
Nice talking to you.
He'll come to see you.
What do you got?
Bellevue.
I'll be featuring next month at the Improv at River Center in San Antonio.
Great.
We got some other random dates that don't go see me at those terrible bar shows.
All right. So. Well, there you go.
What are you
Mike is funny.
He's funny.
Super very funny.
Yeah. He is. Zach, what do you got?
Zach, the new guy. Mm-hmm.
It's the funniest thing ever. He says it the same way every week. Kids, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, man.
You guys have a good time?
Oh, yeah. I feel bad the other guy didn't get to say anything. She talked about who she'd fuck. He told his life story, and this guy didn't get to say anything.
Well, what do you want? What do you get to say? What do you do for work?
Was it?
What do you do for work?
I'm actually a meter reader.
A what?
Oh, that's a bad job. Yeah. That's the worst job.
You have to go up
gas meter. Okay. Yeah.
So you go up to somebody's house?
Yeah, I go up to someone's house, I punch in 4 digits in my handheld and onto the next.
See you guys later. Bye.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free. Sure.